You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Ball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Bay. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Ball. Our coverage of the game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Ball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. listening to Bowie Bay's Baseball. Our coverage today's game will start soon. You're listening to Box Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Baseball. Our coverage of this game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
It's the DCA Imaging Systems game show from Prince George Stadium. We're getting set for game one in this six-game series between the Akron Rubber Ducks and your Bowie Bay Sox. Join with us, Matt Sabatis, alongside Adam Pohlview from the ballpark in Bowie. It's a bit of a frustrating series between Bowie and Somerset last week. A lot of positives on the pitching, but the offense was just a little bit. They really had a tough time against respectably great Yankees farm arms. It was only 11 scored for the Bay Sox over that six games. That's the fewest runs that Bowie has scored in any six-game span, regardless of its encapsulate individual series or not, but only 11. So the fact that they at least took two out of six when only scoring 11 runs, that means something. That tells you Bowie's pitching was doing a great job, and they'll try to get into this series and hopefully do a little bit better against an Akron team that has had their pitching problem in the second half. Let's set you up for us for today's game. Akron comes in for game number 81 in the season, a 44-30, a one-game losing streak. The Ducks are in six over their last 10, and 20-8 when playing on the road. The Bay Sox are coming in for game number 82 on the year, 34-47 mark in the year, game losing streak, 5-5 over the last 10, and 19-20 when playing in front of the home crowds at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie is 7-5 in the second half, third place in the 6-team division, while Akron is 4-7 in the second half, sixth in the 6-team Southwest division. Akron is 3.5 games out of first, as the Bay Sox are only one game out of first. Next team closest is the Altoona Curve, who are only game out of first place. Erie leads with an 8-4 mark in the South. Today's pitching matchup, it'll be Drom versus Hunter Gaddis. Now he's in following a couple of interesting starts. He really pieced things together early on last week against Somerset. set, but tried to stretch into the sixth inning. Things just a little bit out of hand. He opened in two-thirds scoreless, but then allowed home run and three more base runners and lifted on that string of four consecutive each. But he still picked up the win. Bowie's off was able to back him up on it. Ramazan's in consecutive games for the first time mid-August of last season. But so far, he's still only allowed... Six this season. Full-time arms, that's the fewest in their rotation this year. So as long as that diverse arsenal that he's working well for him, if he pitches it low and away, then he should be fine. On Hunter Gap for Akron, a 4-3 and a 4.08 ERA this season. He's been on a pretty consistent run, firing at least five innings in all two of his starts this year. But since best start of the year when he fired so hit innings against Binghamton back in mid-May, he's allowed at least one run in each of his starts, a string of seven consecutive with at least one home run, nine total home run, and a 5.35 ERA in that span. And Adam, I don't know if you were this time Gattis started at this ballpark. Bowie got a pretty good team we're going to be working with, and Gattis, he had a bit of a rude awakening for what the season might hold.
Only no doubt about it. Gattis really struggled. He allowed five runs get out of the first inning and two-thirds of an inning. So, actually, that was just one start. The Sox hitters that were of that team in the month of April are not a part of this team. But altogether, obviously, this was a bit of a house of horrors his first time out. We'll see what happens this afternoon.
Roster moves to make mention of this game. Bowie has returned the great Shane Fontana to its roster. They plot on the active roster, so they didn't need to worry about dropping one. Fontana just simply reinstated from the injured list from that wrist fracture. He's a great catch in center field months back. But that will be a sucks in terms of their overall roster. While Akron has made a couple of, they did just recently add infielder Marcos Gomez onto the injured list with a left oblique strain. And again, it's very fortunate that they don't have to face off against Daniel this week, the Bay Sox. Espino has been dealing with right knee soreness for quite some time and hasn't pitched in a couple of weeks. We look ahead to this series with weekly chat with the skipper next. Kyle guest when we return on the DCA Imaging pregame show. He's got a lot of great things to say on how the team controlled the running last week against Somerset, what some of the first were when it came to the offense, and what expectations are for this week. So, we turn next. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox. Brad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted. Flexible payment options. With two of these leading orthodontists right here in the DC area, we love to see Bay Sox fans' confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit radsmile.com today. Free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orth, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Dynamite!
That's right, it's Dynamite at Prince George's Stadium on Friday, July 15th. Meet legendary actor and comedian Jimmy J.J. Walker, star of the 1970 Good Times, with a special VIP meet and greet package available Friday, July 15th for Dynamite with Jimmy J.J. Walker, Prince George's Stadium. So head to base.com right now to get your tickets or more.
From sprains to stitches, or throats to stomach aches, and muscles to poison ivy. Around the corner at Patient First. Kin to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. every day of the year. X-ray tests and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans accepted. For routine illnesses, injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, for the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
We're back in on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show, getting ready for the first in this series between Bowie and Akron, sitting down for a weekly chat with Sox skipper Kyle Moore. And following up on the six-game tilt in a quiet offensive series for Bowie, but the pitching staff put together a lot of great numbers. At least that's a really positive to take away from it. What did you like from the staff?
Yeah, for sure. I like the fact that we didn't really walk struck out a bunch. I think our walk struck out ratio is good. I like all our starters threw the ball for the most part. We got some good stuff out of the bullpen. Overall, everybody threw the ball. We did have a major league rehab in college, threw the ball outstanding. So anytime his stuff kind of overpowered double A hitter. So that's always fun to sort of use as a measuring stick too, because here's a guy who kind of dominated double A, dominated triple A, has pitched in the big leagues, and sort of see him against another team. It's really good for our guy to watch him pitch. We definitely pitched the ball well. We had pretty good defense. We didn't swing. So, I mean, all of those games, one way or the other, one run games, long run era, but, you know, often we just got to get it going. Like you said, we got to run. So if we want to win series, we got to score more. We pitched well. We played pretty good. We got to fire those bats back up.
The walks offensively a bit of a dip. Is there going to be any sort of change or adjustment to get that back up to where it was at the first half?
For sure. I mean, I don't think we're really super conscious of that. I think the Yankees will. I think they made use of the good old fastball down and away, which everyone has seemed to have forgotten about in baseball. And you pair that with a slider, nasty to hit, just like it's always been. But a good firm heater, like down and away, where most of their starters attacked us, gave us big trouble. So I think they filled up zone. I think that's why I didn't see too many walks. So tip your cap to them, pitching guys, and what they're doing. We're always just going to pitch the hit and swing at it. You know, I don't think you get to the box looking to earn a walk. I just think that you got to be ready to hit to earn a walk and say no at the last minute. I'd love to see some more of that. You know, we got Santa in the lineup now, who's back from IL, and he could certainly help that little spot in the offense right there.
Joey Ortiz, too, has been on a very consistent run lately. Had a big double early on Sunday and scored the run for the Bay Sox. Just been getting a little more comfortable with the consistent work that he's been getting?
Yeah, I think so. I think Joey's had years where you may look at his average. It tells nothing about the year that he's had. Hit this series just resource that right at the left fielder and right at people. I think he's been a bit unlucky. With that being said, he's still on a way to play excellent defense and come to bat. Like, he got the game on the hit the other night. Their guy, one of their closers, got pitching the ball. He's got good stuff. Yeah. So the slider gets a game winning hit. So I'm just really impressed with his mindset every day and the way he stuck it in, even though his numbers offensively and what they probably should be, he can use to put up good at bats. So really expect that for now to the rest of this, Joey.
And we talked last in the series with Somerset about how it was going to be on both sides of the battery. I was highlighting the catcher, but you made sure to make sure the pitchers have to carry their weight when it comes to limiting the game. How did you feel that they did in that run against the Patriots last week?
I thought we did a pretty good job. I mean, we didn't throw anybody out like I wish we would. But pretty good job of getting jumps, and also don't think you saw them run like crazy like they normally would have. Saw a couple still, like one was a double stolen, it was 5-0, and we weren't paying attention to the guy at second base. And I think they probably done stuff like that. Relievers, games probably more than 3 or 4 out of hand in one way or the other, which is probably why you see a lot of that. I do think that our pitchers did an outstanding job of holding the ball until that guy was done jumping around, then being at the plate, and it kind of shuts all that stuff that they do. Cody Roberts picked the guy off, and I think that also shut that secondary and that jump lead a lot. Catcher that just fires one down there plus miles an hour and picks you off. We did a nice job. I would have loved to see throw a couple more guys out, because I think we would have. But at the same time, you know, maybe that's because they weren't running quite as much as they had been all year.
Now, on the offense, where do you think stolenses factor into the equation for this team? Obviously, with Adam Hall having down in the FCL, that does weigh a big portion of the speed that Buddha. Is there going to be any additional chances at stolen bases this for the squad? Do you think you might get a little bit more advantage, keep it the way it's been going?
Yeah, I'm always a proponent of really trying to run reckless. So, I mean, I just hate giving away outs because if you get 3, that's like playing 8 innings of baseball. So I always tell our guys, if it looks like it should be, so the guy's above a 1-3 to the plate, and you think you could jump and the chances are high, go ahead, green light. I just don't believe reckless stealing bases just to get something going when the guy's 1-1 to the plate, because in my opinion, when the ball gets good like it is here, what you end up doing is just giving the team an extra inning. If you got 3 times, I mean, look, yeah, you were trying. There's times in the game where you definitely got 3-2, one out, certain times to stay out of double play. If you really like the matchup and you're guessing sliders, we're certainly going to run. I want to be careful not hand them out. Yes. I think that's really good. And higher the baseball gets, the more that gets. I mean, you see at the major league level, outs worth in today's game, hundreds of thousands of dollars. So we can hit $100,000 checks, you know, because we're rolling bases like we got our head cut off. But I do think that there's on this team that can really steal bases, Cal being one of them, who got picked off twice last year. He's going to learn how to play at level because this is a much higher level. All starters hold runners here. Yeah. Almost all the bullpen hold runners. So the guys that don't stick out like a sore thumb, got to feast on those guys.
Yeah. Ahead of this series with Akron, as we continue our chat with the skipper, Kyle Moore, their pitching staff has been on a little bit of a downturn. Obviously, they don't have Fino, and I feel like that's a good thing for this, during what he did a couple of months back. But what are some of your expectations against this staff for Akron?
No doubt, really happy that they don't have Espino. I don't know what he's going through, but I hope he comes out of here, whatever he's got going on. Best fastball I've ever seen in my life. Saying something because I saw some pretty good fastball in our organization. My expectations are just that we're a little bit more in the zone than we did versus Somerset. I felt took too many fastballs and sliders for strikes. And I would just like to see us with more of a mentality of hitting it to all fields, opposed to giving away a pitch or a pitch there. So, you know, I really don't know a ton about their staff other than they're really who just missed the win in the first half. So they had to have a bunch of arms because you just don't end in baseball, period, without good arms. Not sad to not see Espino, that's for sure.
And then as we usually wrap them up, how'd you spend the offs?
Yeah, no, we were just on and ended up at a little park. We went to Filet, the old beloved Chick-fil-A for mac and cheese and chicken nuggets. We went to a park that had some shade, actually ended up all taking naps, which we must have. So it was a beautiful off day.
Like a great time. Thank you so much for the time, Kyle.
Thank you.
That's Kyle Moore here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. We'll step aside in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in getting or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you're interested in these things and you live in the D area, the Steamfitters UA 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is a way to be a fan of the Bay Sox. It's completely free for kids ages 3. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the giveaways at Prince George's Stadium. Visit and next, the Bay Sox Futures Club at BaySox.com.
Proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and their pest control services for all your residential and commercial pest control. Call Pest Now for general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and pest control services. Call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-31-8300. Visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Welcome back here to Prince George's Stadium as we get ready for the Bay Sox and the Akron Rubber Ducks today, Game 6, as we were rigged out yesterday, so a doubleheader to take us tomorrow. And it'll be Kyle Reddish on the mound for the Bay Sox at 5:35 p.m. for Game 1 of that. Now, Bowie is 7-5 so far here in the second half of the year, but it really has been an impressive start. The Bay Sox went 5-1 in their opening week against Ribbon before a bit of a frustrating week, winning 2 out of 6 at the Yankees affiliate in Somerset. But keep this in mind. Both Richmond and Somerset were the division winners of the first half. So the Bay Sox have started off winning start, faces two of the best teams in the league. Now, Akron into today with a 4-7 record. As Matt spoke to prior, though, they are well above the 500 mark on the year in totality. Akron was a team that if they final day of the first half of the year, now 2 weeks ago, the Ducks would have been in the postseason. Of course, it was Akron and Boone, the two best teams in this a year ago, and played for a Northeast League championship. But Akron, this in the first half, came one game short as Ribbon won and Akron lost. Final day of the first half, Ribbon was able to book their first trip in 8 years. Now we get the series going today. On the mound for Bowie, the Bay Sox, their orange tops take the field. Take a break, and we're back with starting lineups. First pitch right after this.
Fielder's Choice Flex with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best at games at Prince George's Stadium. You save up to 30% on your selected C1 and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flex change options, discounts on suite rentals, access to the Diamond View Restaurant, and a member's collectible at your first of the year. Get your pack now by calling 1-464-485 or heading online to baysox.com.
At DCA Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be your advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, security and storage, we understand people, not printers. Give DCA a call, 301-57-1021, or find out more about how we can help you, caimaging.com. CA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Sketch Blaze by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Blaze include traditional shows, pyro musicals, custom choreographies, and much more. The night sky is limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling 570-328-1361 or visit us on ZYPyrotechnics.com.
It's time, Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. The Bay Sox are the double A of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Green First, Royal Arms, Spicers, and TY Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ball, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's game one of this series between the Ack Harbor Ducks and your Bowie Bay Sox. Matt Sabatis alongside Adam Pohl with you in Bowie. And as Drew Rahm warms up for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for Harbor Ducks that he'll face looks like this. Leading off at shortstop, you've got followed by Brian Rocchio at second base, batting second. Brian Lavastidis, the catcher, batting third. George Valera in field fourth. John Canzino, right field, batting fifth. Mike Capriese at sixth. Chris Waller, the DH, seventh. Julian Escobedo, the center fielder. And Daniel Schneeman is at third base, batting ninth. The Ducks are the AA affiliate of the Cleveland Guardians, managed by Ruglis Odor, assisted by Owen Dew, Junior Betances, Mike Mergenthaler. Jacob Hahn is the athletic trainer. At 34-36 on the season, a one-game lose streak and 4-7 in the second half. Again, their lineup features Tana, Rocchio, Lavastida, Valera, Noes, Roller, Escobedo, Schneeman, all to face off against left-hand Drew Rahm on the mound. Prince George and Eamon Bowie, 309 feet down the line, left and right field, 405 way center as the wind pushes out to dead center. In steps left-hander, 63 average and a 690 OPS in 70 games this season. Rahm foots the rubber, his arms high above head and hind head. Now comes set of the chin. High fires the first pitch home. It's a breaking ball. Strike in the lower outside corner. Anyway, at 12:06, an 86-degree, partly cloudy day, mostly sunny day, more here at Prince George's Stadium. This is down and away to Tana, and the count goes 1. 17 double triples for Tana this season. 5 homers, 3 runs batted in. He does have a little bit of speed as the 1-1 is swung on and missed high of his ball. Run the count to a ball and 2. So the strikeouts have been Tana's issue this season. Strikes out in 30% of his plate appearances and barely draws walks. As Ross sets at the chin and fires the 1-2, it did foul left side out of play. Did a ball and 2 strikes. Strikes out about 8 times for every walk that he draws. That pretty high level. As springs up to the chin once more. Steps back, kicks high, fires. It's a swing and a miss for strike 3. Curveball down and away and is underway with a strikeout. Let's start defense behind him. From left to right, you've got Hudson Haskin, Colton Kowser, and Tana back in for Bowie. Star Prieto is at third base. Joey Ortiz at short. Connor Norby at second. G. Mundy at first. And Cody Roberts catches plate for Drew Rahm on the mound. Here's Brian Rocchio, second base. Switch hitter bats right-handed. To him. His side. Did it get him on the foot? I think it might have. It did. Curveball, curve just a bit too far in, so Rocchio will take the free base. One out base runner, Akron, as that's only the second that Rahm has hit all season. Here's Brian Lavastida. Catcher bats right-handed. Just his fourth game with the Ducks this season. Plenty of experience with them last year. And now we get a change. Rocchio is hobbling the line. So here comes Odor and the athletic trainer, Jake Ligon. Rocchio was at first, but was just kind of taking a lot of weight off of that right foot. Hop it on the left to try and get it going. I remember having a conversation earlier this season. Terry Byram, Pittsburgh broadcaster, was telling me a chat that he had had with an athletic trainer a few years back just about what kind of goes through the body. Not a player's mind specific, the body's natural reaction to his. And how the initial shock can just really numb you to what actually might have happened. And that's why some of the players staying in a game, even if fractured something. But for now, it seems Rocchio is open. Get looked at too long. And he's still taking off of that right foot. That might hamper his speed a little bit. Left-hander on the mound. I can't imagine he'd get to it. It's on the base paths. As Lop digs in, first pitch to the right-hander is a curveball that misses away. And the count starts out at 1-0. Lavastida just 2-for-10 in his 3 games with Akron. Nodes does have a triple, hasn't driven anyone in, struck out 6 times, has not drawn a walk, just lifted up the first baseline, fallen out of play. Count runs even at a strike. So Lavastida actually started the year with the club, but he's since fallen further back down. And one comes home. Curveball misses just a bit away from Rahm, and it runs 2-1. He only went 12 with the big league club in 6 games, trio of walks, but then got optioned to Columbus in late April. Played 33 games
with the Clippers at the injured list for a spell. 2-1. That missed way up and away. Brick ball runs it to 3-1 on Lavastida. Hamstring strain that sidelined him from late June to the second week of this month when he transferred to Akron. 3-1. Loft left center field. Haskins sprinting off. Closes the gap. Great straight route by Hudson or Colton there in center field. Haskins in left. Start pulling it down, and there's two away. Treats to first base. The umpiring crew for today's game. Cassidy is at third. Jude Corey at first. Lynn Acosta is the crew chief. He's calling the strikes behind home plate. George Valera digs in. 277 season and 873 OPS in 3 games. 14 doubles, 13 homers, 51 driven in. There's a big lead off of first base for Rocchio at first, but the plate umpire wasn't behind the plate. So he retreats and now resets. We've got on the first inning of Valera. Here it is. Half wing on a fastball up and in. They'll appeal second base umpire. They say he went. Sean Cassidy, who's playing over it with the runner currently at first. And one to start. Drew Robbs, 170-pound, 22 left-hander from Cincinnati, fires the old. It's a swing and a miss on another curveball. Count to nothing and two. Fourth selection back in 2018 from Prince High School. On the season with Bowie, he's gone one. He's won his last three starts. 15 games, all starts this season. 5 ERA and 54 in two-thirds innings. As he holds, looks for his second strikeout. Fires the 0-2. All in there, strike three. Strikes out a pair in a scoreless inning and strands it hit by pitch. We're on to the bottom of the first here at Prince George. Akron nothing. Bowie coming on up. You're listening to Sox Baseball.
When your plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then calls for the plumbers of Local 5 YC. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
At Luminous Health, we do to feel your best. This summer, catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
Well, Drew Robb, the Akron Rubberducks scoreless in the top of the first. The Bowie Bay Sox will try to strike from the bottom of the first. Hunter Gaddis warms in the mound for the Rubberducks starting lineup for the Bay Sox that he'll face. Looks like this. Leading offense, got Connor Norby, followed by Colton Cowell, center field batting second. Cesar Prieto, baseman, bats third. Hudson Haskin in left fourth. Joey Ortiz is the shorts fifth. Rashane Fontana in field sixth. Colton Cowser the catcher seventh. Or Cody Roberts the catcher bat seventh. I got Cowser from there. Andrew Dash DH, he's batting eighth. And J.D. Mundy's baseman bats ninth. The Bates of the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles by Kyle Moore, assisted by Brandon Beckers Conway, Tim DeJohn, Billy Facto, and Chiller. Calvin Christensen is the video coordinator. Lindsey Birchfield and Blake Wooten are the list. 34-47 on the season, and 7-5 in the second half. Lineup once more features Norby, Cowzo, Haskin, Ortiz, Fontana, Roberts, Dashbach, Mundy, all off against Hunter Gaddis on the mound. Chunked to Norby is a slider into the zone inside half. Colton, 286 average for Norby, 793 OPS, and 11 Bowie this year. 5 doubles, no trip. As the 0-1 comes in, and this is too far on away, same slider. Runs even at a ball and a strike. No runs yet for Norby, but he does have 2 runs back. He struck out 7 and walked 6 times. The 1-1 pitch. Popped up foul behind home plate. In on the hands as it gets out of play. Counting it 2. One. Fastball misses high. Run the count even at 2 on Norby. He's coming off of a, could call it a bit of a frustrating series against the Somerset Patriots last week. It is a difficult road. As the 2-2 comes in, it's served up the middle. Down base hit. A line drive, shoot. Julian Escobedo was shifted a little bit on the opposites for Norby. And he opens up with a skull here to start the game. Norby's with that lately. He's now got hits in 2 of his last 3 games for the Bay Sox. 2 games ago, at this 4 days ago, Norby opened up Saturday's game with a single. And I believe he opened up one of the other games in that series. July 4th and 6th, he had singles in the first inning. He's been good at that, leading off the Bay Sox. So now here's Colton Cowser, left hand 314. First pitch in. Cowser swings through a breaking ball down and 1. A 1080 PS for Cowser in 11 games with Boot and 3 doubles, no triples, 2 homers, 6 runs batted in. Runner at first, nobody at scoreless bottom of the first at Prince George's. And they got Norby picked. second lead, and they just nailed him. Well-timed bodice. And a 3 pickoff eliminates the lead off. It's the second time they've been picked off on the base pads in the last week. Himself was picked off at second in a critical move in the first inning. And Somerset, the 0-1. Slider misses down and inside. And the count runs even at a ball and a strike. Well, if you heard our pregame conversation with the manager, he said he wasn't a big fan of running into outs. He wasn't a big fan of outs on the bats. As the 1-1 comes home, this one a poke over to the left, scooped by the pinched-in third baseman Schneeman. Fires to first, and it's in there. Foot out, and all of a sudden, there's two away. Still, you got the defensive alignment for Grinwell. We've got the chance. From outfield, you've got George Valera, Julieno, and John Kenzie Noel. Dan Schneeman at third base, Jose Tena at Chanarocchio at second. Michael Pease at first, and Brian Lavastida behind the plate for Hunter Gaddis on the mound. Here's Cesar Prieto. First pitch in. Prieto watches a fastball, call it for strike one. Side half, nothing in one. The Rubber Ducks are road gray jerseys today. Stylized Akron font on the front side. Next pitch home, Prieto, watch a changeup. Runner ball and a strike. Bay Sox in their Alton's uniforms. The black buoy on the front, white pants, and the white home cap. Akron in their black road cap. As the 1-1 pitch comes, Prieto threw a breaking ball down. It's 1-2. Cesar Prieto, a .281 average, the .698 OPS. 4 games played for Bowie, 10 doubles, no triples, 17 runs batted in. And again, pushing straight out to center. Fitch comes in, and it's swung on and bounced right side. Tough play, back in by Roki. A leaping toss from across the... He gets it there. Dug out on a bounce by Micah Pries. That was a great throw by Brian Roki. Away, a near base hit for Cesar Pries. Momentum carrying him to center field. Able to fight it and throw it back the other. Bay Sox send the minimum to the plate to speed off single as we go to the second with Bowie and Akron. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Well, it's a special Bait Live Happy Hour on Thursday, July 14th at Prince George's Stadium. The usual live music and beer specials from 6:30. It's also Margaritaville at the ballpark. Get your flip-flop stickers and Hawaiian t-shirts ready to cruise culture with Margaritaville Night, sponsored by Bud Light. That's Thursday, July 14th at Prince George's Stadium. So get your tickets now at Bay.com.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox, the best time at the ballpark. Bring your family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Lou. Games in the stadium, introduce a bat, and you'll even get to have the state sing for you. Bay Sox birthday party is an unforgettable one-of-a-kind at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
Own or operate a building or facility, if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there's no doubt that it is important for you the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steve's UA Local 602 provide us level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to various customers we serve. More information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.
Second inning here in Bowie as the Bay Sox and the Rubber Ducks still scoreless. Drew to work facing off against John Kenzie Noel to open as the first pitch into the runner is swung on and missed down a breaking ball to start. Noel, then Micah Pris, were all or two up in this half inning. Noel just 13th game with Akron. But a .957 OPS, the 0-1. Breaking ball misses inside and the count runs even at a ball and a strike. Well, that OPS is buoyed. A good strikeout to walk ratio and home runs. The 1-1 pitch. Called a strike. Fastball nicks the lower inside corner and runs the count to a ball and two strikes. It's a double for Noel, but 6 runs and 10 runs batted in. 12 strikes, 7 walks. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses inside and runs the count even at 2. It was a hitless inning for Grin back in the first inning. Just one hit batter. Rom was able to strike out 2. 2-2 pitch comes home and it's checked on. Ball the slider misses up and away. Count full. First full count that Rom has worked today. Opponents are hitting him at just a 1 clip. 12 strikeouts, knocks on full counts. 3-2, swing, strike 3. Fastball up and away. Noel really had to reach for that one, even wanted a chance. 3 strikeouts over the first 5 batters for Drew. I guess he's worse than I may be, Adam. He seems to be doing just fine right now. No. Micah Pries digs in.
I'll tell you this, that is a very tough 5 in the order for Akron as well.
Pries is just about as tough as they come, too. First pitch to the number 6 batter. Curveball called for strike on the bottom edge. It's nothing and 1 to start. Pries is hitting 260 with an .852 OPS in 60 games. 15 doubles, 3 triples, 14 homers, 48 runs batted in. The 0-1. Breaking ball misses low. Count runs even at 1. I will say at least this. Rahm is worth that pacing, that rhythm that we see out of Noah Denoyer. As the 1-1 comes home, it's a breaking ball, misses down and away, runs the count to 2-1. Denoyer will in game 2 of tomorrow's doubleheader. It'll be Bradish for game 1, continuing his rehab assignment. The 2-1 breaking ball, lifted foul behind the plate, as the count runs even at 2. After Bradish, it'll be Denoyer. Should be a big help for the Bay Sox, just and their overall rotation. As Rahm twirls the ball in gloves, set fires the 2-2, it's just held off. A piece back to the screen. Because now the way the rotation is set, Bowie will not have to come loose again on Sunday, of course. He probably go on Sunday if he pitched yesterday. The 2-2 swung on and missed for strike 3. Two plain curveball there, Rahm. He's up to 4 strikeouts. And now Chris Roller with 2 seconds. The rotation is going now is that it'll be Fish tomorrow for game 1, Denoyer for game 2, and then after Justin Armbrust will toss on Friday. As the first pitch into Chris Roller is a brace is up and away. Count starts out at 1. Actually, on Friday it'll be different. Armbruster will toss on Sunday. Friday is a special start. The 1-0. Breaking ball misses high, it's 2-0. Rating 227 this season, a 699, 38 games. Bases empty, 2 outs, scoreless in the top of the second. It'll be Brennan Hanafy starting on Friday, as the next pitch misses 3-0 on Roller. Hanafy will finally be making his AA debut, long-awaited, after just so many injury woes over the last few years. Originally drafted at 16, as the third up and away, a 4-pitch walk.
Boy, that's great to see. Hanafy is a pitcher that is very interesting because in today's age of velocity, he's a guy that throws, but everything moves, right? He doesn't throw a four-seam fastball very often. You know, that is a flinch. So with everything dancing, he could be a fast riser in the Orioles.
It'll be his AA coming this Friday, so be sure to watch out. As Julian Escobedo digs in, first pitch to him is a fastball called top half of the zone. It's nothing in one. 11 average for Escobedo, a 6.24 in 72 games. Hanafy Friday, Armbruster second, then Ryan Watson on Sunday headed in midseason break. As the O-line runner goes, it's spoiled foul left side. Roller has only 5 stolen bases this season. He's been caught 3 times, but it's starting in 2 on Escobedo with 2 outs here in the top of the second. Again, a scoreless. Cody Roberts behind the plate has 20 of 30 attempted base stealers this season. Runner stays 2, a curveball, late swing, poke, slow off play, picked on the run by Prieto, sent to first, bounces in late. That was the word of the infield to hit it to. If you're Bowie, sure it doesn't advance the runners. That's the first big hit of all things an infield single here with 2 outs while Rahm was hoped such a quick run to this thing. He had started this thing of his last start in a similar fashion, got a quick line out and then a fast strike for 2 outs, but then allowed 4 consecutive to reach safely in home run. He eventually allowed 3. Here's Daniel Schneeman. First pitch to the left-hander is a slider. The upper outside corner for a called strike. It's only a 181 average season, 538 OPS in games played. 4 doubles, 2 3 homers, 18 runs batted in. The 0-1 pitch. Today, Roberts had hopped up the back pick, but no one was covering bases. So, runners slide in, but Roberts holds on to the ball. Count runs even, and ball on a strike. Rahm sets. Next pitch. Breaking ball comes in low. And runs the count to 2-1. So this inning further than Rahm really might have anticipated. After striking out the first 2 batters. So 10 additional pitches just trying to get this final out. The 2-1. Poked over to third. This one eats Prieto just a second. He steps over one and then threw it a freak. He might have thought he was going to be late, but that's the third out. Hey, it's a 5 assist, and the inning is over. That's fine by me. Bottom of the second, Bowie and Akron Corliss. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lit sky with top-of-the-line fireworks following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bet. Sky Shooter Displays, additional shows, true pyro music, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless. Don't be shy. Give ZY a try or by calling us at 570-281-361. Visit us online, zypyros.com.
Deals at Prince George's Stadium. Weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with approvals, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wet, and it's the best happy hour around every day from 5 to 6:30. Two Bud and Bud Light drafts with other specials throughout the year, and music to get your night started. It's all time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
On the Grid is your lawn care team. Provide professional organic-based lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care program provides all quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Ants, ticks, and more. Safely control insects and enjoy the outdoors with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreen.com.
Bottom green buoy as the Bay Sox and the Akron are knotted. Scoreless game after a 12-pitch first inning for Hunter as Drew Rahm had to dance through a couple of base runners with two outs in the second before getting a ground out. He needed pitches in that second. Buoy will have two up in this half inning. Hudson has a lead off. Right-hander inning 2-0 and 8-15 OPS. First pitch. Slider called for strike in the lower outside. It's nothing and one to open. Six games for Haskins. 17 doubles to team. No triples. 10 homers. Runs batted in, the 0-1. This one towards shallow right. A sprint for John Kenzie Noel, but it will get a slice and fall in foul. So the count, nothing and two. Haskin has been a great bat at fourth this season. Or fifth, really, because it ensures times that he'll be leading off this maybe another inning later to as one of the best sets of numbers when he's batting first in an inning this season. It's very interesting. The 0-2. This is away, and the count runs to a ball. A 2.7 and 8.15 OPS overall. A 3.06 average and a 10.65 OPS when he's batting as a batter in an inning. The 1-2, Baltimore chopped to short, picked at the chest. Jose Tena, and he has just enough top to send it over to first base. 6-3 put out. Haskin is retired after that leadoff single by Connor Norby in the first inning. Consecutive put out on ground outs by Gattis. It's very interesting because Gattis has not been a ground ball pitcher this season. Joey Ortiz. And plays him wide up the middle. First pitch home to the right-hander is popped up. Foul right side of home. Lavasquez shades from the sun, but it will play and hit off of a seat. Nothing in one to start. 216 Ortiz, a 602 OPS in 73 games. 14 doubles, 3 triples, 4 homers, 33 runs batted this season. Field plays him a step the opposite direction. As the 0-1 comes in, and Ortiz flares it up middle, falling quickly and down for a base. Ortiz rarely goes up the middle ahead of the time, but he opens a six here with one out in the second inning, extends hit streak to five consecutive games, and now the Bay Sox have another big opportunity. Buoy didn't leave too many runners on base in the summer sets, but I think that was partly because they just didn't get too many runners on base, as many as they've been, you know, usually. As Shane Fontana digs in, first pitch to him, misses down, breaking ball, starts the count out at 1-0. That is the first pitch ball for Hunter today. Fontana, lengthy stint on the injured list, 294 with the Bay Sox, and a 9 OPS in 29 games played. Three doubles, no triples, four homers, runs batted in. Runner at first, one away, as the next pitch is swung on and a lost bat. That one goes helicoptering over to the side foul. Just a little near Cody Roberts in the on-deck circle, but he's concerned about it. Fontana, they're going to get a new piece of lumberage or some pop for the bat as the count goes even. One. It's difficult to have that happen, walk away with your head held high. It's always going to be a little confidence. But Fontana, he's back to boot, missing 45 games in mid-May when he fractured a leaping catch in Sealed back on the 21st. Gattis holds, looks to second, turns, and fires back to first. Pickoff throw is late. He slides in safely. Now, we were talking about it a little bit after Connor Norby had been picked off in the first inning. Kyle Moore is very conservative when it comes to his base strategy, the 1-1. Call fastball dots the bottom edge of the zone for Fontana. It's 1-2. He's very worried about running it. If you're caught stealing three times a game, which doesn't always happen, but if you are super liberal with your base running a strategy, then yeah, it might happen. The 1-2 pitch, Fontana swings and misses as he goes down knee on a curveball. First strikeout for Hunter Gattis. And there's two away here in the second inning. What Moore was saying, if you run into three outs, then you're basically playing eight innings against the other team's nine innings. You feel like you have one fewer opportunity at the plate. Make a little bit of sense. Here's Cody Roberts, 260 average and a 741 OPS this season. Fastball misses low, and it's one dart. 44 for Roberts this year, 8 doubles, no triple homers, 28 runs batted in. Gattis sets out of the stretch, third by the rubber, right-hander fires the 1-0, and the slider moves too far outside. Run the count to 2-0 on Roberts. First 2-0 count that Gattis had two today, only the second two-ball count for two today. Winner at first, two bottom of the second, a scoreless game, but we elected an individual single in each of the first here, and now we've got a pause. Did the homer get nicked by something? Harlan Acosta has his map, and now he's getting some water. Something's gone down the wrong pipe because the other two umpires are down to just him. The crew chief is taking another swig of the water produced by there, and I imagine he just swallowed some spit wrong and is going through a bit of a coughing fit because now here comes the Bay Sox assistant athletic trainer. He's got a hole with him. And they're not really ending to anything. They're just making sure that he's okay. Looks like he's fine, so put the mask back on, and the umpires will head back to their... So we'll reset. Runner at first. Way here in the bottom of the second. Joey Ortiz single up the middle. Extended his streak to five consecutive games. And now Cody Roberts will try to drive him in. A bit of a slump right now. His longest skid of the season at four games. Next pitch, no, a pickoff throw first. Still not in time. And the 2-0 to Roberts still. It wasn't until mid-June, I believe, that Roberts had even gone on a three-game streak. He'd only gone hitless in back-to-back three. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball and inside on Roberts, and the count runs balls and a strike. Nice warm Sunday here for this afternoon affair at Prince George Stadium. Ahead of the doubleheader tomorrow at 5-5. The 2-1. Spoiled fast side, and the count runs even at 2 on Roberts. But again, with the 7-inning games tomorrow, and the fact that Bowie does have Kyle Bradish going on a 5-day rotation turn, and with Brennan Hanafy coming back, really gets to rest a lot of their arms going break. 2-2. Roberts wants a slider miss up and away. Runs full. First full count for Gattis today. Opponents hitting him for 143 counts. But he's walked more than struck out this season on full count. 16 against just 12. Ortiz will get the head start. It's 3-2. Fouled off right side. And the count remains full. Honestly, a little surprised that first baseman Micah Pruitt still holding Ortiz on. Because they don't have a Don, so it leaves a massive gap right side. And Roberts has been a pretty good spray hitter this season. He does a little bit more often, but still goes the other way about a third of the time. There goes Ortiz, the 3-2, first baseline, but this one's slicing out. It'll get in the berm in front of the carousel by the count remains full. These are always the good at-bats for Bowie. When they're full, they're usually so good at just winning them. Andrew Dash has been kind of the poster child for that. Cesar Perez had a couple of super long at-bats. 12-plus pitches. Another 3-2, Roberts fouls it off, back to the screen. So we'll stick around. That which outfield, a heavy step the other way. Decent gap in left center. Another 3-2. This one to third, but foul. Barely, too. Only about 2 feet to the left of the line. It was a slow roll. Spears in with those long flowing legs of his, comes set at the chest. And another 3-2. Robertson misses. Curveball day. And the 9-pitch battle. Watcher, two strikeouts to Strandhurst. Third inning coming up here at Prince Stadium as Bowie and Akron are scoreless. Sox baseball. Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players, future stars of the Baltimore Orioles, the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located in gate at Prince George's Stadium and BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
It takes time, rich, flavorful coffee beans from lush mountain regions of Colombia, Brazil to royal farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machine grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup. It's why Royal Farms makes the best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we attend your team of office technology ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, and workflow, to document security and storage, and people print, not printer. DCA Imaging a call, 305-77-102, or find out more about how we can help you. DCA Imaging. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
On to the third inning here at Prince George's Stadium as the Rubber Ducks are scoreless. Drew Rom worked around a walk and a single, three pitches in the second, but still kept it scoreless. As he faces off against the top for the second time, we hand it off to Adam.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. Here's Jose Tena, left-handed hitter. Talked about how aggressive a hitter Tena has been for this year. He has not walked at all in the month of July. As Rom lined up, the left-hander steps back. And now comes at a first pitch fastball down and ball one. So once again, no score, top of the third inning. Drew Rom, a pitcher that consecutive starts as he deals a strike with a low 90 ball at 91 on the outer half of the plate. The era of them as a pitcher is always, there's a cold strike. I don't know if we're ever going to see 300 game winner in Major League Baseball history. As now the 1-2 to Tena. And, ooh, just a little bit low. The fastball very close. The count is 2-2. But Rom has been a dynamic winner in his minor. As a swing and a flared liner to left center. It's down base hit. Over to cut it off. Count for a second. And the throw is offline. And he's going to get in there with a double. He actually got more of that thought off the bat. A line drive into left center. And it's a leadoff double. As Rom went after him with really a bevy of fastballs there. And now Akron is in business with their big boys. It's one of their three members of the 40-man roster. Three of the next four hitters are on that 40-man. And Brian Rocchio switch hitter from the right side. As from the stretch of the pitch. And a breaking ball strike to the head. And the count is nothing and one. All throughout his career, he has been a winner. 22-7 is his career record. That's enough as a high fastball gets wave at a miss. And the count is nothing and two. He got a rookie there. 22-7. So Drew, like, well, hey, maybe we should make this stat a little bit more important. Pitch and a breaking ball tip to the plate off the gear. Lee Roberts, the Bowie catcher. Do it again and nothing and two. Didn't the great Hurts, when he was the coach of the Nets, say, you play to win the game? Where's Herm now? I think he's at a state. As now, and it's up and away. And they get to, that was another fastball. In pitching, where the win stat, you throw up so well and win, and vice versa. Might not be that way anymore in base. Swing and a miss now. It looked a changeup, and he got a Rocchio down on strikes. F out there. And now Brian Levastina, late right-handed hitting catcher. Boy, the strike has been big for Rom today. That is a strikeout for Rom. Now here is Levastina, the hitting catcher. And a breaking strike on the outside part of the plate. And the count is nothing and one. Levastina, newly back here with this Akron ball club. As from the stretch, Ron Piekanen comes home, and a breaking ball towards the middle, diving catch by Norby. He gets to his feet. He runs to the bag behind him. It's an inning-ending double play. So Norby was shaken up the middle. The line drive was there. Norby made a fine catch, and in the end, it ends the inning. A lead double and nothing more. We head to the bottom of the third, scoreless. Bowie and Akron on the Baseball Network.
Get the best deals at Prince Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay price. Bring along your furry friend on Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6. $2 Bud and Bud Light drink, other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark. Tickets now at Baysox.com.
Most people would esteem fitters. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, storage, cellular service, frozen or refrigerated produce. And these are just some of the things impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org. Talk about how we can bring value to you.
Get your red capes ready and your iron suit as it's Superhero Day at Prince George's Day, Sunday, July 31st. You can meet your favorite costumed hero, and the first 700 fans ages 13 and up will pick up a Grace Rodriguez Superman bobblehead for their own. Not only that, but it'll also be Heroes Ballpark, honoring police, fire, and EMS with a Guns and Hoses charity softball game and the base custom Heroes jerseys auction game to benefit the Children's Cancer Foundation, Sunday, July 31st. So get your tickets, Sox.com.
Boy, Howard at the bottom of the Bowie order. It's 8-9-1 for the Hawks in the scoreless game in the bottom of the third. Dashbach, and then back to the top for Norby against the right-hander Hunter Gaddis, who pitched cleanly at Georgia State. You know, he delivered on a fastball fly right back into the screen. They count nothing and one. And Gaddis, a perfect collegiate career. He is top five all-time in Georgia State history in inning RA and strikeouts. Fifth round draft choice in 2019 of Cleveland. On today, he's gotten a lot of ground balls. Backing to that, he's basically a fly ball pitcher. This is a Sarkin Bowie, the 0-1 coming. Breaking ball bends down low, and they count even zero to ball in a strike to Dishbach. Of course, Dishbach's a big power hitter. He's only hitting 194. But he's got 10 homers and 35 driven in. The next one, swing or miss. I was a little there, that little cutting slider. And they count 1-2. The tough up when you've got dangerous some of it as a slide just off the outside. It was, though, and they count 2-2. They pull Rocchio, the second baseman, a bit up here. Tain to the shortstop hole. As here's the pitch. And a breaking ball, wave and a miss. It, and in, it bent in zone. Dashbuck underneath it. And that is strikeouts in a row thrown by the right-hander, Ennis. And now J.D. Mundy will stand in. A two-hitter, seven homers, 26 but in. Looking for that hot stretch. As here's the pitch. And he fastball away, ball one. He's off to a 3-18 start in the month of July. He's Mundy, the 1-0 coming. Fastball just a little. It was over the inside for the plate, but it was under the knees. Mundy hit below 220 in June. Pitch. And he's in lines one foul back to the screen. Got a good rip at a fastball at the bottom of the zone. And they kept it one. Oh, these are two bats. Guys like Dashbach, Mundy, maybe a Zach Watson as well. That trying to get it going in the second half as a breaking ball bends down, and the count is now 3-2 with the inning trio of Norby, Kauser, and Anto that have all come to Bowie this year. Awaiting pitch, swing and a foul. Oh, he hung that heater on a line back. The Gaddis has gotten into some long at bat. Struck out Roberts the second in a 9-point. Here's the 3-2 to Mundy. Swing and a miss, he beat to the 95 mile hour fastball. He challenged him with a heater right over the heart of the plate, and he has struck out the first of this third inning. And now to be will bat in this tie. Put on a warm summer afternoon in Bowie. We were rained out last night. As here's the pitch. Fastball strike in the outer half. And usually you would play the doubleheader in minor league baseball the next day, but Bay Sox are playing that doubleheader with Akron tomorrow. So 9:35 start, 2-7. As there's a ground ball towards the third, backheading near the back. He throws out Connor North, and with it, the inning is over. So the Bay Sox go to the in order in the third. For the books, no score. And Akron on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup. Together, they help their team stand the rest. Specialists also help keep employers insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Armis' team includes orthopedic surgeons, case managers, a physical therapist, and all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premium. That's teamwork. To learn more, call our agent or visit Chesapeake Employer at CEIWC.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing for organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawn. On the Green also offers outdoor services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, safely and effectively control into the outdoors this summer with On the Green. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Best way to take in a Bay Sox game is rallying at Prince George's Stadium. From entertaining clients to birthday parties, fundraising opportunities for your team, Sox offer plenty of options for your group at Heights, with plenty of options on suites and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable. Find out more and schedule your group by calling 301-464-4880 or go to BaySox.com.
Good work, Jerome, in this top of the fourth inning. So happy to be today. My name is Adam Pohl, alongside Matt Sabatis. George Valera is going to bat in for the left side, the left fielder, one of two Akron Rubber Ducks that will play in this year's Futures game at Dodger Stadium. Pitch and a breaking ball bend down and away. And a 1-0 to Valera. He missed a month with an oblique, and he's been healthy all this year. He open stance to the left side. Here's the pitch, and he takes a fastball up high. Valera is 10th this Eastern League ADS. He's had a well above average 874 OPS this year, and he swings and fouls one of them back to the screen of a 2-0 fastball on the outer half of the plate, and the count is 2-1. And doing that at a young age. Top prospect in the go-to. As a breaking ball grounded right side. Sliding goes left, knocking it down. And he recovers, but the throw not in time. Valera's it out, and it's an infield hit to open the footing. One ball near the bag at first, frankly. Norby was swung around to the pull side. The foot first slide and knocked that ball down and could not recover to make the play in time. And Kenzie Noel, big-time power hitter, is in for the right side. Here's the pitch. And he takes a small strike of the knees. And they won. Noel is hitless in the 7 July game. But what a year he has had. As Rom throws. And a lifted foul fly. Play to the right side. Rafter with another heater. And it's 2. Who has spent the majority of the year at High A Lake County. Has 25 home two levels. How about that here in the middle of July? That's tied for the minor league baseball as he swings and misses at a high ball. Rom threw him three heaters. He strikes him out. The sixth strikeout of the game for Rom. Tired. A big, big out. 25 homers for Noel. The St. Louis Cardinals have their name, Moises, who also has 25. As here's the left-handed hitting Priest. And the pitch. A fastball strike. Rom is getting ahead with that heater with great regularity. The Orioles league leader right now in home runs. Saw Jordan West got 16 between Norfolk this year. The pitch. And a slider off the outside. And the count 1-1. I believe that than any Baltimore Oriole as well. think Hayes and Mountcastle are right around that 14 or 15 marker. Count 1-1 to Preeves. Short loop first, the pitch. And a lot of play left side into the double. And they count 1-2. So the fastball is barely 90 and 92 miles an hour today. But it has set point accuracy and a very effective pitch. It looks to first and comes home. Breaking ball bends down low. And the count evens 2-2 to Priest. He's had a great June. 9 homers in June. How about that? 312 with 9 homers. Has not homered in July. The 2-2, but the first. And back standing is Valera. Priest in 2019, but did not play due to injury. And then, obviously, there was no season in 2020. Pitch. Swing and a miss and a fall for strike three. Boy, the heater in the majority of the strikeouts for Rob today. That is now 7 strikeouts. He has struck out 2 or more in 3 of his 4 innings. And the designated hitter, Chris Roller, will come to the plate. Runner at first, 2 down, no score in the 4th. As a ball dives down and in, and 1-0. Roller selected from the Dodgers in the minor leagues of the Rule 5 draft by Cleveland. 20. They've drastically to pull here. Up the middle, Norby, the pitch. And taken for a strike on the outer half. Norby is almost directly behind the bag at second. The buoy short is very deep in the hole at short. The next one. Breaking ball cut and a miss into the catcher Roberts. And Valera stays put at first. The count is 1-2 to Roller. There was a 203 hitter here in Akron last year in games. He came into today 227 in 38 games. 1-2, runner, and a ground ball weakly struck towards shorting well across Norby. Long throw, safe, and a runner for third. Valera in there. A skin infield hit in the inning. It might have been an easier for Ortiz. He was to his left to make that throw across the deck. But Norby came well across the bag, backhanded it, and made a long crossbody throw. And in time, that is a third infield single for Ack in the game. And the runners of the corners, 2 down. He's going to bear down after some bad luck here, as here is Juliesco Beto. Trying to score this. And a fastball down low. And the count 1-0 strikes. Wow, 2 infields in the same inning. There, that shift hurt the slow ground ball to what would have been a normal shortstop position. And it's off the eye, the fastball. And a 2-0 to Escobedo. Ortiz again was well towards the hole. And good high roller to beat out the roller. Here's the pitch. Fastball rides inside ball 3. Rahm has won and hit 1 batter. This game he has struck out 7. 9-hole hitter Schneeman is back. The 3-0 coming. And it's down low for ball 4. And without getting the ball out of the infield, Akron has the bases loaded with 2 down in fourth inning. And we're going to get a visit from the Bay Sox pitching coach. Coming out to talk things over, Jack Conway. So, Bay Sox fans, reminder, we've got a doubleheader tomorrow. Orioles rehabber, former 2021 Bowie starting pitcher, Kyle Brash, will make a start. That will be on tomorrow in what we expect one of the doubleheaders. So if you were going to come to the ballgame tomorrow, Bradish will be throwing starting at 5:35 and 6:35. So make plans to be here a little bit early and to see you here. The Bay Sox in all weekend. Jimmy Walker from Good will be here on Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and afternoon. Till get your tickets at baysox.com. Bowie winning 5 of their first 6 home game in this second half. A big spot in the ball game here. No sir. Bases loaded, 2 down on the pitch, and a fastball just off the outside. Very close ball, 1 to Schneeman. It looked like it was in the zone, our tracker, but the Cowboys reached a little bit away to get in, and Rahm did not get the call. The Niner Schneeman back in, and he swings through a fastball, and the count even. Washington has struggled this year. It's his only fourth game play in July. A 181 hitter entering today's play. The 1-1 and a breaking ball hit to the right side. Tom cleaving to his left, Normie. A short throw in time. Out for Bowie. Akron leaves him loaded. Two infield hits in a walk, but they do not score. And we go to the last of the four. No score. Bowie and Akron on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
Sky Shooter Displays, DY Pyrotechnics, will be lighting sky with top-of-the-line fireworks show Bay Sox games all season long. You the best bang for your buck. Sky Displays include traditional show, true pyro musicals, custom craft plays, and much more. The night sight is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out by calling us at 570-313-61. Visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Make sure you've got your Jedi cloaks ready on Saturday, July 16th, Star Wars Saturday at Prince George Stadium. Meet dozens of Star Wars characters at the ballpark, take part in interactive exhibit lightsaber battles, and you can on specialty game-worn jersey Bay Sox players at the game. Sponsored by Taco Bell, and it comes your way Saturday, July 16th. So get your ticket for Star Wars Saturday at the ballpark. BaySox.com.
At DCA Systems, we provide a tenured team of technology professionals ready to be your advisors. From document creation, outstanding and workflow, to document security storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA 301-577-1021 or find more about how we can help you. Imaging.com. DA Imaging Systems, office made easy.
Let's see if the Bay Sox can crack this for this time. We head to the bottom of the fourth. And here's the guy that's had a great start to his double-A career. Left-handed inning, Colton Kowser. Over one pitch and a slow breaking ball. To get ahead, nothing in one. So no score, bottom of the fourth. Kowser, Prieto, and Haskin for the Bay Sox in the fourth inning. As Gattis delivers and off the outside. And with it, the count is now 1-1. Kowser has been a spinner, played center on it. As here's the pitch. And he swings and lifts the ball to center. Escobedo battling back. Still back on the track. The wall. It's out of here. Kowser. Hit a run. 5 feet to the right of the first side. In center field. It's his third bomber. And the Bay Sox on a 1-0 lead. Who needs patience when hit it over the center field? Oh! Boy, it just feels like so big run in this game. Prieto, and he takes it for pie ball one. But they just can't get this guy out. He's in his 12th game with Bowie, which, and it's a changeup up and away ball two. 5-10 on base percentage entering today. It's not too shabby. Pitch. And Brito lines one towards left center. And it's down, and it's rolling to the wall in the alley. Prieto is for second, and he's there with a double. And all of a sudden, the second of the order, the Bay Sox are getting it going here. And now Hudson has come to the plate. Such solid contact there by Prieto. Here is Haskin. Right-handed hitter, not to short his first time up. Former product of Tulane in New Orleans. Old Haskin is from the Northeast. He is state of Connecticut. As he takes ball off the outside. And count 1-0. 32 former members of the Green Wave of Tulane played in the major leagues. Now coming. And a breaking ball, ball two. Some recently, players like Mike Owings, Brian Bogus, short-time former Orioles reliever Scott Wood, finished a 9-year big league career with Baltimore in 07. As Haskin lifts a fly ball down the line and right, Noel gambling over, but it's going to get out of play. And the count is 2-1. Now, Kowser has homered, comes to the deepest part of the ballpark. Kowser's got 3 homers and 12 Bowie. So he's also hitting for time power here with Hawks. That's now a 2-1 coming to Haskin. He takes a fastball a bit above the belt. Ball 3. Now then, Bree with a line shot double to left center. His 11th double in 43 games. A runner at second. Nobody is out, and a run is in this fourth inning. Count three balls and a strike from two Haskin. From the stretch, the right-hander throws. And a breaking ball did foul right side. Bree's baseman over near the seats and running out of room. It's about 10. And the count is now full at 3-2. Threw him a 3-1 hard slide. That's a good pitch. Gaddis. Took a fastball out of the hand. Breaks down from a right-handed hitter. Gaddis has got a fastball to go with that slider as well. Here's the pitch. Swing and a light shot, but foul. Into the Akron bullpen area down that line. And the count is full at 3-2. On deck, Joey Ortiz, right-handed hitter. He socks in their alternate orange top, buoy across the chest, in black. Akron may be a team that leads the league in actual jersey choices, but their regular road grade is pitch. It's off speed and inside, ball four. A third straight to reach for the Bucks in this fourth inning, and that's Ortiz. And Ortiz already got his hit in the second inning. That spoke to the fact that he has not hit the ball middle often this year, but he lined a single to center. And Ortiz has started at eight going. He's got a hit now in five and 11 of his last 12 games. Has got set and the pitch. And a fastball inside. Ball 93 miles an hour. That heater in between 90 and 95 for the majority of from this four-rounder. He throws. And a lifted fly, shallow right near the Noel coming in. He's going to be there to make the catch. Bluff the tag at second. Prieto. It's a strong one-hop throw to third. Is gonna, and there's one retired. A big out there. Bowie able to advance the runners. And now we'll see Fontana. Boy, it is so good to see him back in the lineup. Last game of the Bay Sox is on May 21st. He played a few complex ball, and then 9-13 on his way back into Bowie. He makes his return today. He was an on machine for the Bay Sox in the first 2 months of the year. Has got his sense and delivered, and a breaking ball stays up 1-0. Finally, with a 440 on base percent coming into today with a Bay Sox. The average Eastern League players on base percentage this year, 324. How about that? More than 100 points higher. As a fast time, this is low. And two balls and no strikes. Now, it is another very professional and patient approach at the plate. Fontana, along with so many other bases, bring the pitch. And he misses it. An off-speed pitch. And it was a little bit down. Again, 2-1. You just got to work a bit harder to put away this Bay Sox lineup than the majority of lineup in this Eastern League. 2-1 inside. Now fastball, ball three. On deck, Cody Roots. Count and one big spot here. 1-0 Bowie leads with a homer to straightaway set up in this inning. That is sets and delivers. Swinging a ball lifted to the air. Well hit right center. Escobedo back. Still the track. And it's Anacon! Fontana! It is returned. Hitting a three-run over. And it's a 4-0 lead. And again, a loop at the wall. Escobedo ends up without fruit to bear. What a drive, a three-run home, and it's a 4-0 base advantage. And Fun has hit his now home run of the year. Not a bad return. Robert's still one down in the pitch, and it's up and in, hard slider, and they can't let go. The early in the Gaddis was getting down ball. He delivers. And the lifted foul on a line just over the in. Back into the seats, count 1-1. And Matt, you spoke to the fact over the course of the year, been more of a fly ball pitch. And the fly balls have come back up in this inning. As there's a lift down the line, shallow and right, and curling out of play. And the count 1-2.
So Gattis has a ground ball to fly ball ratio of 3-7. So what that essentially means, he only picks up one ground for every three fly balls he induces from batters. That tells you how often he gets the balls.
That is minuscule. He's going to miss it, a high fastball and down on strikes. I don't know if I've ever really seen a rate smaller than that, to be honest. As here's Andrew Dashbach. 0.37. My goodness. If you're in the infield, you can go out there with a launch. As here's Andrew Dashbach. Struck out his first time up. And he takes a breaking ball. And it's nothing in one. Dashbach looking to get going. He's up 13 time in 26 July at 0-1. And he lined off the end of the bat. Back to the... It's nothing in two. 4-0 Bowie leading. They've been able to really maximize the inning. Kowser a shot and then a three-run homer for Shane Fontana. As Gattis throws. And ball outside third foul. Do it again with a count nothing in two. And if you look back at the first three innings and change, it really has been Akron that has had the better opportunity to score. They had two men and two down in the second. They had a long double in the third, and they had the bases loaded and two down in the fourth. Well, they came up without anything. Each of us pitched very well. And now Bowie has broken through here. 0-2 coming. Swinging him with a fastball off the line. Strike three. And what an inning for the Bay Sox. Two homers bring home four runs. To the fifth, 4-0 the Bay Sox on the Bay Sox Baseball Network.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a fitter, pipe welder, or AG service technician, and you're into a better life, a better means to be yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the best wages and the best benefits in the country, visit our website at sitters-602.org. That's sitters-602.org. And let's talk about what we can do to change your life.
Coffee lovers, know where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. With our new brewing system, it's less than a minute to go from select kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. Go try one. It'll be love at first because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
K Sox Futures Club is the best way to fan of the Bay Sox, and it's free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing. Parents, head over to BaySox.com. Sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all motions of giveaways at Prince George's State this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
To the top of the fifth inning. It's nothing. The Bay Sox leading at the end of the fifth with the call. Here's Matt Sabatis.
Well, thank you, Adam. It'll be the lineup for Akron set to bat. Drew Rahm tries to set himself in line for a win now that Bowie has lead. First pitch home to Jose. It is a breaking ball crushed out toward the right field corner. Sprinting on it quickly, Fontana, and one fastly exits. A solo run for Jose Tena. That's now three consecutive games that Drew Rahm has allowed a home run in. And it does break the shutout for the Ducks, but Bowie, with the cushion now, has room to work to one. Now, sixth of the season, that one was 87 miles an hour off the bat. 333 feet away from home plate, so this is really one of the only but that's going to get out. Now Brian Rocchio steps in. For to him is a curveball called for strike in the on edge. It's nothing and one. Well, that's one of the runs where it happens so, so fast, it almost seems like you don't know the one pitch. Breaking ball misses away, and the count goes even at one. Rahm could easily just forget it, worry about the next bat, and have no real issue focusing on it. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball lined right side, and the count goes to 1-2. Because again, the Bay Sox roll them out with home runs of their own. They lead 4-1, a solo blast to lead by Colton Kowser, and a three-run blast by Shane Fontana, the 1-2. Again, fouled off right side. Rocchio late on so many of these offerings. Batting as a right-hander, he's not been too bad. does have a slightly better OPS and doesn't strike out. It's in the 1-2. Popped up foul right side. This one will get out of play. But the count remains at 1-2 as Rahm continues to just attack early on against Rocchio. Curveball, bounce to the right side, gap a base hit. Rocchio now has hits in three consecutive games. And it's back-to-back hit, open up the fifth inning for Akron. This is where Rahm kind of ran into an issue with last week, is that when he tried the sixth inning, he got two hits and just wasn't missing anymore. Had four consecutive base runners. Now Brian Vita, who lined into an unassisted double play back in the third. First pitch, breaking ball misses down and inside. Count at 1-0. This one, slap right side, falling quickly and in for his head, head toward the corner. It bounces up where it's scooped up by Fontana. Headed to third and stopping there. The throw goes second and way out of the baseline. Lavasita, they go back to third and the runner is safe. But the runner at second is Bastida. I'm not sure if ripped up somewhere rounding first, but ran out of the baseline trying to initially avoid the tag by Connor Norton.
Right, and Akron manager Ruglot said run back the second you weren't tagged, but he was already ruled out. He ran out of the play.
So it will be a base hit, a single. I said it was Norby there, it was Ortiz, so it'll be a 9 put out of Lavastida. Outfield to Montana, his first in right field in just his second game, and now here's George Velez, the left-hander, just sneaks it foul to the screen, and the count starts out at nothing in one. So Bowie lucks into an out, more or less. As it's now runner at third and one away, the two in scoring position and none out. They still lead 4-1. Valera singled on the infield in the fourth inning and got lettered base. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball got it over to the right side. This will score a run in the outfield by Connor Norby. Side on base and in time for the out. Guy ground out for George Valera. Scorchio inches Akron a bit close, but Bowie still leads 4-2. Now with two quick outs, it'll be John Kendall as Valera's 52nd RBI on the season. Leads the team in that metric. Noel 0-2, a pair of strikeouts, grounds the first pitch he sees fast side. Conrich has shifted into the usual tandem arm after Noah DeNoyer had into the starting rotation. The 0-1 pitch, breaking ball missed high, and the count evens at 1. So Lopritch is now, again, DeNoyer scheduled to start game 2 tomorrow. Here's the 1-1. This one smashed, but not too deep toward left field. Now to ground, Haskins sprinting down the up on top of the mound. Joey Ortiz watches it fall in. To a ball and two strikes on that sky high. An opportunity to strike out his eighth batter. He struck out four among six, but only three. Most strikeouts Rahm has collected game this season is 8. It's back in early April. The 1-0. Curveball bounced foul. Pulled it a little bit up the third base line, and the count remains. Bowie leads 4-2 here in the top of the fifth inning. As the right-hander Lopritch gets warm, but Rahm is approaching that 90-pitch count. Pretty much been the hard limit for a lot of Bay Sox arms this season. Rahm has been the only one to actually reach 90 this year. Another 1-2 to Noel. This is down and inside. Fastball, that would have hit. But Noel is a customer, probably got a little under the knees. They've the shift on for the right-hander very slightly. 2-2 pitch. This one, knuck foul off of the handle of the bat in the screen. Count remains even at 2. This pitch will be the 7th of the plate appearance. 90th for Rahm. He threw 3 in his last start. That was a season tie for Rahm. The 2-2. Swing! Strike 3. Fastball in the lower corner. And Noel goes chasing. Season's high, tying 8 strikeouts. Drew Rahm. He does allow a solo home run and an RBI ground out. But as we move to the bottom of the fifth, Hamill, Bowie leads 4-2. Your List Sox Baseball.
It's a busy day at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, July 17th. Princess's Ents Day at the ballpark. Don your shiny, wear your fanciest slippers or your peg leg or eye patch as Prince George's Stadium transforms into a fun fairy tale castle and a swashbuckling ballpark. It's also Louie's birthday bash. Louie's mascot friends will be on hand to celebrate. Be just a fantastic day at the stadium. That's Sunday, July 17th, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. That amazing smile you deserve. Visit rad.com today and book your free consult. R-A-D smile for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance and other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes surgeons, nurse case managers, physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work. Contain costs, premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CELUC.com.
It's always such a great pleasure to have you along for each and every game this season. Alongside Adam Pohl, I'm Matt Sabatis with you from Prince George's Stadium on what's been, albeit a little hot, still lovely day here at the ballpark in Bowie. As the base 4-2 entering the bottom of the fifth, first home to J.D. Mundy is called a strike ball on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. The Bay Sox played it all four of their runs fourth inning on a pair of home runs, but passed by Colton Kowser to open the frame and a threat by Shane Fontana. Next pitch to Mundy, fouled off into the mid of the catcher and the count two. But after the three-run Fontana, Gaddis struck out the next two batters. He struck out six total. All six have been among the four batters in the Bay Sox lineup. Mundy pops it foul behind, will get out. Count remains at nothing to do. Mundy was one of those strikeouts. He went swinging back in the third inning. It'll be Mundy, Norby, and Count. 1-2 in the Bay Sox lineup do. Two pitch. Breaking ball misses down inside as Lavastida was set up on away. Count goes to two strikes. Not too much wind left here at the ballpark. It was pushing steadily out to center field for the first couple of innings, but now we're sitting calm. The 1-2 ball misses up and away, and the count runs even at two balls and two strikes. Last half inning, Eli Lingos was warming for Akron in the bullpen, but the lefter has since sat down. 78 pitches so far for Gat. 2-2 comes home, and it's called strike three. Curveball finds its way down the top half of the zone as Mundy had thought of it, but pulled back. That turned out to be the wrong. Seventh strikeout for Hunter Day. That's the first one looking. Now goes back to the top of the lineup for Cubby. Norby a one for today. As the first pitch comes in. And it's boiled foul right side. Count opens up at none. Singled up the middle in the first inning, but was picked off first base. He gets a third, ending the third. A very slight shift on for him. The 0-1. Curveball misses too far inside, and the count gets a ball and a strike. Thinking about a handful of the batters in the league today and their recency with high A Aberdeen as the 1-1 comes home. Curveball called for strike in the lower outside corner. It's 1-2. Do want to send our well wishes and thoughts to a quick turn for high A Aberdeen as they postponed last night's game because of the throw, but it's not just that. The 2-1 misses inside a curveball. Run the count even at 2. Is that they had strong winds and were within the vicinity of a show that had apparently touched down in the area that they had to postpone their game because of stadium conditions, not conditions. The 3-1, or the 2-2 rather, is grounded left side. Counting at 2. Part of their fence in right field had bent a little bit and some of the windows had blown out. The 2-2 checked on and the home plate umpire says that Kirby went around. Break it down in the dirt and not sure how well that one was called for, but Gat strikes out his eight. He struck out four consecutive batters since Shane Fontana's three last inning. Not close to his season's high total, though. Gat has struck out 11 Binghamton Rumble Ponies in six no-hit innings. First pitch to Colton Kowser is smacked way out to right field. The Wells backing up. He hops at the wall. And did he bring it down? He did. Wait a while for the home plate umpire to actually make that call. That was a great shot by Cal, but just didn't have enough juice on it. Three down go the Bay Sox in the fifth inning. As we go to the sixth, Bowie leads 4-2. Listening to Bay Sox baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks following Bay Sox games all season. We will give you the best bang for Sky Shooter Displays, include shows, true pyro musicals, choreographed plays, and much more. Sky is truly limitless, so don't give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-381-3361. Visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
It's not baseball season with Ironworks, and you can always count biggest and best at Prince's Stadium. There's no better way to fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Sox have got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. Get your tickets now at BaySox.com. Still three more fireworks shows in the month of May on Saturday the 16th, 9th, and Saturday the 30th. Hope to see you there.
Is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, for general pest control, termite, mosquito control, and all other control services, call Pest now. You can reach us at 301-1-8300 or visit us online at www.now.com.
As we enter the sixth inning at Prince George's Stadium, Drew Rahl will call it an afternoon. He's in to pick up a win in his fourth consecutive start as he tossed five innings, seven hits and two runs both earned, struck out eight, matching a season mark, walked only two and allowed a home. As Bowie leads 4-2, a new pitcher takes over, Connor Loprich. Adam will tell you a little bit more about it.
Well, thank you, Matt. So Loprich enters 1-1, 5.5 ERA. He'll deal to Freeze in for the left side. The pitch, and a fastball hit sharply and fair on the right field line and into the corner, taking it out. Fontana up with it. Here comes a throw, but it's in time as Freeze flies in foot first with a first pitch swing, hard ground ball double. And after Bowie run fourth, Akron has really got it going offensively here. Now Chris Roller will come to the plate. Loprich, 17th outing of the year, 15th in relief here with Sox as he will stretch. Now the pitch to Roller. Ball hit high in the air, left side. It's going to be playable. Kowser is over to his right. He's under it to make the catch, and it's not deep enough to allow Priest to tag. Oh, that's a big out. The runner's going to stay at second as one retired. And now the left, Julian Escobedo, will play. Loprich, you see the above five. He has allowed a 6.8 ERA here, but really he has pitched extremely well here as of late as he works for the stretch. And here's the pitch, and a fastball inside. It was close, and they kept 1-0 to Escobedo. In his last four outings, Loprich, two or more innings in three of them, not allowed a run. He delivers. And a fastball away. There you look. He's thrown nine consecutive scoreless innings four times out there. Count 2-0 to Escobedo. Second. One down, and here's the pitch. And it's down in Ida. That ball heads him to it. And they count 3-0. Odd ball hitter in. Not dead hitter. We are in a loaded portion of the lineup. As Loprich comes home, and up high, ball four, where they fall, and Escobedo has walked. Four pitch at bat, second consecutive time. The 4-2, Sox lead it. Two now, one man down, and here is Schneeman, who batted with runners at first and second, and grounded out in the second, and then grounded out with the bases loaded to end the fourth inning. But he's on, literally, as he's swinging a miss on a pinch dive in. And they count nothing. Of course, Akron, they are the Ducks. Akron, Ohio, the home of Goodyear Tires. They are the rubber capital of the world. Here's the 0-1. And it's a changeup missing away. And the Cats here 1-1 to Schneeman. Once again for Rahm, he struck out eight. He allowed two runs on seven hits in five innings. Both runs coming in that fifth hit. And a reaching swing pops it. A little get out of play. Off to the line. And the can now wanted another changeup. Rahm of the seven hits he allowed for infield hits. And the homer went right down the line over the short porch at through the pitch. And it's a cool way. He got him on the inner plate with an 80 mile an hour delivery. What a strikeout for Loprich. Down in the inning, and now Hodena, who hit that homer, then right. He's got two extra today, stands in. Two for three on the after. Left-handed hitter with a crouch of the feet. As Loprich looks, this comes home, and it's in there for a cold strike. A fastball with some movement too at 90 miles an hour. Low pitch came over to the a trade. As a pack breaking ball just missed away. Looked like it had the plate. And the count 1-1. Now in really a season in the system, he was traded 2020 campaign. First year here, a 1-1. As a way, a changeup. And they also a strike here to Tana. Shortstop, Ortiz is shaded right up the lead runner at second. Crees, the first baseman, a big fella. Now they played a Prieto, though, is third. The pitch, a chop ball, foul. Off of the fence in front of the Bay Sox dugout. And we'll do it here with a count 2-2 to Tana. Well, got a leadoff double in the third, but did not score. They get a leadoff double first pitch of the sixth. And now trying to bring around with two down. Lopritch gets the sign. Comes set at the letters. And now comes Playmore. Swing, another chopper right over the Bay Sox. Foul. In heading. And that remains two balls and two strikes. Lope not start pitching until right around last year due to a knee injury. Didn't pitch till late in June. He delivers. It's down and inside an off-speed pitch. And the count is full now, 3-0. That slider. Who's going to run with this one here? They count 3-2. Go better with first. Prees at second. Get a head start here. Lope just got the sign. The runners go, the 3-2. Swing it, right side, it's a base hit. Prees will turn third to score. Tana will throw it in towards second. One-run ball game at 3. That ball was struck sharply, the third hit of the game for Dina, who is a trip shy of the cycle. He's now 2 runs driven in, and the tying run is at third with 2. And Brian Roque, Chidu will bat from the left side, is going to come to the plate here. John Bay Sox pitching coach will come out to talk things over. One of those, that was a hard ground ball base hit. Fontana's already thrown a runner today. He's got a pretty good arm in right. If it was a 3-2 pitch, runners went out running with a pitch. I don't know if Prees scores there. I mean, quite possibly he would. But because of the pitch, not only does he score, but easily. Escobar runs well. The center fielder was at first base. Easily goes from first to third. Yeah, now Roque, double bat. Switch hitter to stand in for the left. Runners at the corners here with two down. A run in a 4-0 buoy lead is now at 4-3. Game one of a 6-game. And here's the pitch from Lopritch. High pop-up on the infield. Norby is standing in wait, coming in onto the dirt and on the field. Skinny makes the catch. A big out to end the in. So Akron cuts the lead to run on Tainan RBI single. Now move to the bottom of the sixth. The Bays lead it 4-3. On the Sox Baseball Network.
It takes time to get flavorful coffee beans from the mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil oil farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious of the finest and freshest coffee world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those flavorful coffee beans and one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fast, real fast. Royal Farms.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC industry? Are you interested in a career that will set you up for life without college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, Steamfitters UA Local 602 program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate the star of the show. Dance on the Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable one experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-480 or at baysox.com.
Welcome back to Bowie. Bottom of the sixth inning for the Bay Sox. Lead it, but that lead has been shrinking. Cesar Prieto double board his last time up. Has Gattis throws and a break strike to get ahead, nothing in one. So Gattis allowed four runs in the fourth, but then worked a 1-3 fifth inning, striking out two batters. He throws and a fisted foul for the screen. And the count is at 2. Gattis started this at 86 pitches thrown. He delivered. And a changeup check swing, the appeal. But Prieto did go ball one. Now this is 3, 4, and 5 in the Bay Sox order as they try to gain some momentum back in the ball game. Akron has scored the game's last runs. 1-2. Lifted foul off a fastball straight by. Prieto was big leaguer in Cuba before signing with the Orioles. He played Cienfuegos, Serie Nacional. That's the big leagues. As there's a foul out of play. Again, here 1-2 the count. And overall, between Aberdeen and Bowie, he's been 300 at 302 entering today in 65 games. 1-2 coming. Ball hit well in the left field. Valera back, still on the run. He'll get down and make the catch on the warning track. Bowser nearly homered in the fifth, leaping catch to Anthony Noel at the base of the wall. And now Prieto got a drive. Well, Wondritz, and now here is Hutton Haskin. Activity has started in the Akron bullpen as Eli Lingo, 26-year-old lefty, is going. As here's the windups are in, and Haskin's a changeup strike. A ROM threat around that 90 pitch barometer or plateau per se in his five innings. Gattis is sixth as a fastball just side, and the count evens here at 1-1 to Haskin. Schneeman is still playing them with the bag at third here. 1-1. And there's a back our way. John, everybody. So it lands right on top of us. And comes falling down beneath our best locale. J.J. Hardy's shirt after it. Or if you're an Oriole fan, you would say J.J. Hardy. Count is 1-2. As Gattis in mind, here's the pitch. And a breaking ball into the dirt take. And the count evens it 2-2. Now once again, Bay Sox scored four runs. They got a sort of Kowser. His third in just 12 games. Out to straight away to open the fourth. Fontana, the big blast. Fastball beats Haskin. He was playing a swing and a miss for ninth. Got his strikeout of the day. And there's two down in the inning. And that's going to do it here for this. As Akron Mazador is going to come out and move to the bullpen. So it's a 4-3 ball game. It's Lingos, the lefty, coming. And we're back with more right after this.
A Berth to Bay Sox is the best time to ballpark. Bring your friends and family out, Braden, and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
From sprained ditches, sore throats to aches, and pulled muscles to IV, care is around the corner and first. Walk in to see a doctor 10 to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescriptions are on site, and most major events are accepted. For routine illness and injuries, patient first for you. Patient first, the nit fits.
Patient first, proud part of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
So the pitcher is Eli Lingos as he will enter here for Akron. Lingos making only his seventh double leg of the year. He is allowed four of which earned in seven third innings. The left-handed pitcher is Joey Ortiz with two out and nobody on 4-3 on four. The Bay Sox. Well, the actor that came out to make the move there, Ruglas Odor, your Akron manager, the league championship manager of a year ago. He's in his 35th season in the Cleveland organization. And if you say, well, I think I that name, Odor, well, there is a reason. Ruglaso is the uncle of Orioles fielder Ruganador, who has been quite a leader for Baltimore this year. As a first pitch fastball just outside, ball one to Joey's. It's 4-3, Bowie wants nobody on, bottom of the sixth. Ortiz 1-for-2 today, the pitch. He takes a cold strike on the inside at the knees, and that evens 1-1. So many to the bind of the game of baseball. The ball but foul down the line. Boy, Ortiz went on and got that pitch and drove it away. And the count 1-2. Hunter Gaddis led 4 runs in 5 innings, or 5 2/3 innings, to count 9. As there's a re-swing and a chopper to third, chest high hop Schneeman, and a throw Kreiman in time, and inning is over. It's down in order in the sixth, the seventh. Bowie still in 4-3. The Bay Sox. Baseball at work.
From sprains to stitches, sore throat aches, and pulled muscles to an IV, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see her from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Blue Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Get the best deals at Georgia Stadium with weekly promotion season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket off proof of service, and you'll only pay half. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $1 Bud and Bud Light drafts with beer specials throughout the year, and to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at Baysox.com.
There's plenty going on at Prince George's Stadium on Saturday, July 30th. It's the Island Night at the ballpark as the Bay Sox battle Altoona Curve. Live music from Island's inspirational dance performances and more. But that's not all. It's also Maryland's worst car show. Do you want a clunker, a piece of junk on wheels? It's your chance to show it off. Again, that's Saturday, July 30th. So head to BaySox.com to purchase tickets and find out about registering for Maryland's worst car. Hope to see you there.
So we hit the top of the seventh inning. Sox are hanging on. They once led 4-0. Now 4-3. Here is Brian Lavastida in. As Lopridge goes to the second inning of work, the righty throw. And a swing and a miss. Striking. That had a little cut, 2 miles an hour to get ahead. Lavastida, then the big boys vote Noel. They 0-1. Breaking ball dives down low. And the count is 1-1. You guys heard this, but a little factoid. Cal Ripken Jr. was a little nervous as a breaking ball inside ball two. Consecutive game streak at 2,632 was becoming encroached upon. And a swing and a miss. Ripken gets 2-2. Whit Merrifield of the Kansas City. This year it crossed beyond the 500 consecutive plateau. As here's the pitch. And a breaking in, ball three. The count folded. Vestida. But on Monday night, Merrifield, fortunately, had to miss the ball due to injury. 3-2. Stopper left side. Gloving pre-aim, baseman to his left. And the throw across the diamond is in time. And there's one. And now Valera will come to the plate. Merrifield's streak ends at 53. Cal just beat him. And the new consecutive game holder, Matt Olson, the Braves first baseman, at 220. As there's a foul back our way. Fisted foul off the bat. And the count is nothing and one. Matt Olson, 14 years playing every day. There's a slow hopper up the first baseline. Charging fair territory, Mundy. And he steps on the bag. Vola retired. Sophomore's two down. Well, there's one of your Valera hit, and you say, please go foul. Is it just kind of slowed up the line? But it stayed fair. There's two. And here's the minor league home run leader in Noel, who struck out times today. And he swings it. It's a sharp foul outside third. Everything a bell just from the look of this big fella's power. Even the way he stands at the plate. Holds his hands a bit down low. bend of the... has a little Eddie Murray to him in that one coming. A swing and a high pop. Backing up at second, Normie. In the right fielder, Fontana. Fontana makes the catch. That's a very quick 1-2-3 for Connor Loper. It's stretch time in Bowie. Baseball, we got a good one. On to the seventh we go. It's a 4-3 Bay Sox lead. On the Sox, Baseball Network.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organized lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care program provides ballpark quality results. Service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. The Green also offers outdoor pest control services, mosquitoes, ants, and more. Safely and effectively connect and enjoy the outdoors this summer on the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
And memorabilia from your favorite Sox players and future star Baltimore Orioles at the Tackle Box store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Georgia Stadium and online at backshop.com, the Tackle Box, only place to get the best Bay Sox you and your favorite fan. It's the at Prince George's Stadium and at backshop.com.
Ball is a game of specialists, basers, closers, cleanup hitters. They help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Insurance apart from other workers' comp insurance companies. Our health service includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse catchers, a physical therapist, and more. Get your employee back to work, can costs, and keep premiums down. Teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CWC.com.
Here's maybe the man of the day for the Bay Sox. We head to the bottom of the seat. Shane Fontana returned to the Bowie lineup as the first pitch of the inning, a fastball strike in the outer half. Nothing and one. 4-3, the Bay Sox lead this ball game, bottom of the seventh. As Lingos back to the rivers. And a chop ball to first. Second up, gloving Breeze flips covering. And Fontana retired. And there's one down. Fontana hit the big three-run home, two down. We're checking out with one down in the fourth inning, that 4-0 Bowie lead. And then, and Akron's big two-run in the fifth, he threw out Brustita on a hard ground ball in right. That is a big out in what was an inning that could have been a huge inning for Akron. They ended up with two runs in the game as Roberts takes a ball in the dirt down and in for ball one. Cody Roberts. Out of the University of Carolina. He was actually a draft eligible from the 2017 draft. He lifts a foul fly out of play right side. Count 1-1. That was a 40-round draft. Roberts was drafted in the very late the Miami Marlins, but came back to play for the Tar Heels at a junior pitch. And a changeup misses a eight. And it's now 2-1. The Orioles then took him the 11th round pick of the 18 draft. Here's the pitch. And a hard grounder left side. Gloving beautifully, Schneeman. He spins it, and he throws out Roberts off a hot shot grounder. It was 9 off of the bat. His first day of NHL free agents, we call that a Gretzky. And now Andrew Dashbach will come to the plate. And boy, Axe locked things down after the Fontana 10 in a row have been tired. The Bay Sox lead it. Here's the pitch. And a foul tip into the middle of the catcher on an off-speed pitch. Nothing in one here to Schmuck. Here's the next one. Dashbach tried to check a swing but caught on another off-speed pitch down towards the dirt. There's a little bit of a Johnny Cueto, maybe a Fernando Valenzuela type here with Eli Lingos. As he chose both numbers on the back jersey to the hitter, and he ties Dashbach with a fastball. His zone, a swing and a miss strike, and the inning is over. So we head to the eighth inning. The Bay Sox going to the bullpen again here. It looks like Elliott is coming up. 4-3 Bowie leads the Bay Sox Baseball World.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is or operates in the D.C. area, there's doubt that it is important for you to have best trained and most qualified people working for you. members of Steam UA Local 602, for the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping service to the various customers we serve. More information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.
The best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Is there Military Appreciation Night? Proceed at the ticket office with a proof of and you'll only pay half price. Bring a furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live meet your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at Baysox.com.
BCA Imaging Systems, we provide a team of office technology professionals, your trusted advisors. From dock output devices, scanning and workflow, security and storage, we understand full print, not printers. Give imaging a call, 301-77-1021. Find out more about how we can do DCAImaging.com. BCA Imaging Systems, technology made easy.
Back to the building, we head to the top of the eighth inning. The Bay Sox lead it. Connor Lope out of the game. He allowed a run, two innings of work on two hits. And he went to Jensen Elliott. Comes into this ball game once again. Three. The Bay Sox lead it. With a call, here's Matt Sabatis.
Well, Elliott, a 6'6", 31-pound right-hander, drafted in the 19th round of the 2019 Oklahoma State. He faces the bottom half of the Akron lineup to start. First pitch home to Mikey's is grounded right to second. Taken candid knee by Connor Norby and sent to first time. A little high to J.D. Mundier, a 4-3 putout, and there's quickly one pitch, one out. Elliott now Chris Roller. Fifth appearances for Elliott this season. He's gone two, sporting a 5-even ERA, 27 innings of work, 17-5 walks. He's allowed three home runs. He's had three opportunities. He's converted two of them. If both of these innings, it would be a save chance. First Roller is a breaking ball strike on the inside edge. It's nothing in one. One for 2 day for Roller. He's gotten to the infield once, walked in the second inning, got forced out at third, singled in the fourth, and flew out to center field as left. Next pitch fouled off right side, and the count goes to nothing in two. Elliott is coming off of against the Somerset Patriots. He goes sixth, and that was followed as well. A very similar game to the 0-2 pitch comes in. Breaking ball down and away, and the count goes to ball and two strikes. Bowie had taken a 4-0 lead, a game that featured a Colton Cow leadoff solo home run. Hey, it was in the fourth inning. Last week it was in the... But Somerset had taken the 4-0 lead to a 4-3. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball misses down, and the count goes to two balls, two strikes. When Elliott had come in, Bowie had made the game 4-3, but Elliott allowed late in game a home run to Mickey Gasper in the ninth, but ended the tying run. 2-2 pitch, swung, bounced, foul off of Roller. He goes down. Rolls in front on his backside of the plate, but now he uprights, braced the bat to get himself onto his feet. The Ruglis Odor is going to come down as well as the athletic trainer, Jacob Ligon. But Roller is really looking at them. He's just been staring at the first base, and now the athletic trainer will speak with him. We'll see if they do anything. Just seems to be gripping the bat and saying, I'm good. Oh, it's fine. It's just that initial shot. We'll wait on another 2-2 offering. But Elliott will probably be called up two innings today instead of just the that he was last week in Somerset. As another 2-2 home, it's just down. Hard slider misses, and it runs down full. This season is hitting 267 on full. Walks a lot more than he strikes out. They've got a decent shift on for him. The 3-2. Into the shift, taken on a knee by Sam at 30. Rips it to first, don't, and in time. Speed up the line by Chris Roller, but Prieto just got it there. A 5-3 putout, a good scoop Monday, and there's quickly two guard outs. Well, Bowie has had some really consistent work from their first baseman. You've got J.D. Mundy and Andrew Dashbach, who have combined for just six errors across every the Bay Sox have played this year. Bowie has not used other first basemen. First pitch to Julian Escobedo misses down a fastball. Count starts out at 1-0. It's a perfect day at the plate for Escobedo. Singled on the infield in the second inning, but was at first. He's since drawn two. He's been stranded both times. Bases empty away here in the top of the eighth as Bowie leads 4-3. The 1-0 breaking ball misses away from Elliott. Count goes to 2-0. It's a four-pitch ring for Jensen Elliott, featuring a four-seamer as well as a two-seamer, a slider, and a changeup. As the toe comes home, that'd be the changeup. Call it for strike. Hit on the outside edge, and it runs the count to two balls and a strike now. The 2-1. the same spot but missed a little bit of this ball. Count runs to 3-3. Clouds have put a little bit of shade in the ballpark. Still plenty of sun out, but just drops the temperatures nice. The 3-1 pitch fouled off. Just a piece off of home and back to the back-to-back full counts now for Jensen on the mound. Of course, the Bay Sox bullpen is benefited. Nice tent covering provided by the crew. Always grateful for them. And it is not have the direct sunlight beating on you. This one floated to the left side and down for a base hit, rolling toward the third. Escobedo will for second, but he stops actually after making out, getting halfway up the line. In by Hudson Haskin in left field, just a single. Escobedo on a two now, extends the inning. He's really loud contact all day. He had the eagle in the second. That one was a soft liner that if they were playing him a little bit up the line, Escobedo would have had no choice, would have had no point to it. Runner goes, first pitch, squared, and call a strike, throw to second, in a little bit high. Joey Ortiz to hop up a little bit to make the catch, and while trying to go low with it, Julie Beto had slid under the air Joey. Cody Roberts had it there, wise, it was just a little high. Escobedo picks up his 12th stolen season, but out at nothing and one on Daniel Schneeman. That's a tying run now in position. It's on Elliott to keep it easy. The 0-1 bounced up the first baseline, but foul. Well, two for the slider. And the count can two. So Elliott and a quick opportunity to try and keep this inning scoreless. In the bottom of the eighth, it'll be 9-1-2 for the Bay Sox due up to bat, starting Lundy. They have been held supreme since putting on four runs, fourth inning. Runner at second, two away. The 0-2 swung on and just foul. Hit off of the top of his mitt and went back to the screen as Schneeman stays alive for another one. No for 3-day for Schneeman. He hit into a fielder's choice in the second, rounded out to second in the fourth, still looking in the sixth. Mild shot for the left-hander. He pulls it nearly half the time. Elliott sets at the chin, looking back second, fires the 0-2, and it's a slider on inside. Count goes to a ball and strikes. It's one of those risk-reward things. Have that runner steal second, because now with the shift on, your first base doesn't need to cover the bag. It gives you a little bit more ground cut instead of a map on the right side. 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike three. Two-seamer Dalian strands the runner at second with his first strikeout. Bowie has 10 as a staff. Bottom of the coming up here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie 4-3. You're listening to Bay Sox Base.
Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox to provide their pest control services. All your residential and commercial pest control, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, all other pest control services, Pest Now. You can reach us at 1-231-8300 or visit us online www.pestnow.com.
Best way to take it to Bay Sox is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients, birthday parties, and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plus for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can either fill and have an unforgettable time, now more, and schedule your group outing like 301-464-880 or going to bay.com.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and to broken bones, care is around the corner at Patient First to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 every day of the year. X-ray, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on, and most major insurance plans did. For routine illnesses and is Patient First is here for you. And First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Bottom of the eighth inning here in Bowie. Sox are clinging to a 4-3 advantage. They've been hoping to increase for quite some time, but they have been out 11 in a row returned by Akron Bat as the Bay Sox have to face off against a new pitcher. Carlos Vargas over, relieving Ingos, who tossed 1 1/3 per 4 up, 4 down. He struck out a batter, worked 3 groundouts. That was it. Hunter Gaddis is still the pitcher of 5 2/3 innings of work for them. He allowed 4 runs and 9 strikes. But as Vargas takes over, he's off against J.D. Mundy, a re-big leaguer, a 210-pound, 2-year-old right-hander from Maka in the Republic. International free agent signed in 2015. Comes set and fires the first pitch, swinging a piece foul back to the screen. And the count starts out at nothing.
That was 99 miles an hour, this right-hander.
That's pretty fast.
Ralph, no pitch clock.
Here's the 0-1. Inside, nearly clipped him. Did Mundy get out of the way? Umpire called for time on it. And it signaled first, but Mundy's just walking to first. Yeah, it looks like he's been awarded the base. So here's Connor Norby. So Vargas on league rehab assignment. Interesting considering he's not even made major league debut, but he's on the major league roster, and he's on the list, and this does count as a lineman, that it's not applicable for the pitch clock. It's just a very interesting thing. Sox went through something similar when Matt Harvey had pitched for Bowie
right.
for two games. He wasn't held to the pitch clock, even though he wasn't even technically on a major league roster.
Yeah, very abnormal.
Mundy's going to get some test runs to right field to see how that foot is doing.
Obviously, how many pitch clock violations are you seeing, though? So it really isn't that has all meaning to it.
But it's impact, and I'm never going to complain about that. Oh, the time's just been phenomenal here in 22. As Connor Norby digs in. 1-for-3 day for at first and nobody out. Pitch in, and he swings and misses. A slider down and away. Count starts out in one. So making his severance with Akron. 1-1, 4.15 ERA.
1,522.
He's tossed 8 2/3 innings in his six appearances. The 0-1. Norby watches break bounce in. Runs even at a ball and a strike. That's earned runs for Vargas in the 8/3. He's walked 4, struck out 7. As Bowie, big opportunity to increase right now, something they hope to do. Next pitch, Norby, one blazing fastball at 99, the bottom half of the zone for a called strike. It's a ball and 2 strikes now. So Vargas injured his right elbow in spring last season to undergo Tommy John surgery, missing out on 2021. This pitch misses low, and the count is 2. He only made one in an exhibition game for Cleveland. And that was it, entire 2021. The 2-2 pitch. Here's a loud smart right field, but it should stay in the park. Kenzie Noel curls around on it. In front of the warning track, he makes the catch. So there's one away. Here's Colton Cowser. For 3 day for Cowser. Solo home run in the 4th. First pitch. Fastball. 98. The strike. Lower outside corner. It's nothing. And one coming back from Tommy John surgery. It seemed like he's having any trouble locating. He that his fastball command is right there. The one pitch. Cowser watches it down. Her count runs even at a ball and a strike. Boots 4-3 here in the bottom of the 8th. Yeah, you got to feel a little guess. 22-year-old has had just the worst luck when it comes to trying to crack through the Major League 1. Down and inside goes to 2-1 because he was added to the roster in late 2020. And, of course, he pitched then. There's really nobody. He works first out of the rubber, sets. Here's the 2-1 offering. Here's a center. It sends Escobedo to run a little bit, but after dance on it, he squares it up to make the catch. Loud barrels those last two at bat. Yeah, Norby and Cowser really made some contact.
It's an out. That was a 99-mile-an-hour fat, and the bat speed of Cowser was really remarkable. Able to turn around that kind of velocity. It's a great sign of what you get the highest level of the game.
He's still ton on it, Cowser. 105-mile-an-hour exit velocity. That's a good thing. Cesar Prieto up first pitch, swings and misses on a breaking ball down. Count opens up another. I mean, just look at that. You go down to 93 with some of your pitch. The 0-1. Oh, Ball and a strike. Prieto, next pitch. Fastball misses up and a 8. Count runs, balls and a strike. Prieto a 1-for-3. Grounded out to the second first inning. He doubled to left field and scored. And Fontana's 3-run homer in the first. Flew out to left field in the 6th. Here's the 2-1. This one smashed through the hole right side. That's a well-struck. Ooh, he is making so much great contact. I mean, another 99-mile-an-hour fast and 103-mile-an-hour egg velocity from Cesar Prieto on the pole side. A two-out single Cesar for another two-hit. And it puts J.D. Mundy at Hudson Haskins stepping into the box. Prieto has been just the contact machine, the multi-machine, more like it, as he's now up to 13 multi-hit games this season. That's third on the active roster behind Jason Haskins. And Prieto here for less than half the time. Here's now, first pitch. Ball at 100. Misses high. 1-0 start. Haskin walked and scored in the. He's 0-for-2 overall in the day. Swinging against Gattis back in the 6th. First and second, two away in the bottom. As the 1-0 home. And it's in there for a called streaking ball. Hits the bottom edge. It's 1-1. Guardians number 20 overall prospect according to Baseball America entering this season. Next pitch, ground short. Tano is the short way to second, retiring, and the inning is over. 6-4 force out sends us to the 9th as Bowie. They can't get any insurance, but they still lead 4-3. They need a frame from Jensen Elliott, and we're headed home happy. We're back after this. You're listening to Baseball.
Well, it's the most day of the year at Prince George's Stadium. Your way, Friday, July 29th. 53rd Navy Night, presented by Federal Credit Union. Join the United States Naval Academy class of 2020 and take in the Bay Sox as they up against the Altoona Curve. It all way on Friday, July 29th, and first is scheduled for 7:05 with some fantastic game fireworks. The 23rd Navy Night at Prince George's Stadium. Tickets now at BaySox.com.
There is a week live where the baseball world revolves around religion, upstate New York. Baseball Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family, friends, activities, and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2. Visit Baseball Hall today.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Implants apart from other workers' compensation companies. Our health services team is orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, in costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect an agent or visit ChesapeakeEmployersCEIWC.com.
Ninth inning here in Bowie as the Sox are trying to wrap up a 4. We've got time briefly as Ruglis Odor had not gotten out of his coaching position at the third base box. Jensen Elliott was all set to Jose Tena, but he has to reset now. He's ready. Fires the first pitch in. Tena pokes it to the left side, and it's just past the diving glove of Joey Ortiz. Just goes right by him ever slowly. And it's a first pitch single for Tena on a 4-hit day. What a run it is for the left-handed hit stop right now. Brian Rocchio will step in now with a tying run at first base. Switch hitter bats left for the second time today. Rocchio watches fastball barely miss away, and the count starts out at 1-0. It's a 1-for-3 day for Rocchio. He got hit by Ippers, but singled in the fifth and came around. He popped out to second base his last time up. They've got the shift from him. Third base is playing past the line. Pickoff throw to first. Tag is a tad late, and we'll wait on the 1-0 offering. Four-hit day for Dana is a new career high for him. The 0-1 comes home, and it's crack bat, bounced over to the left side. It's going to Ortiz gloves it on the second base, fires to first. Tana to second, and there's one away with the run now in scoring position on a 6-3 putout. A Rocchio hit it to just the perfect spot. Connor Norby was playing a little bit and further on the pull side. That possible for him to field and go to base to turn two, especially with the speedy Tana. But at least Ortiz had the speed to hit ball and fire to first. But now it's Brian Lavastida with runner position. First pitch, fast low, and the count starts out at 1-0. One for 4 day for Labastida. He lined an unassisted double play in the third inning. What are the chances it happened twice? Here's the 1-0. Slices down, and it's 2-0 on Labastida. He grounded out to third base as that was in the seventh. It's 4-3 here in the top of the ninth, two away from a win. The next. That one's inside. It clipped him. Two runs it to 3-0. It's not the end of the world if you walk Labastida, because George Valero will be on deck. Well, he is on deck right now. Hit all three balls in play on the infield and in. If Labastida didn't move, that's taking his chin off. Got out of the way cleanly, and that's a pitch walk. First A for Elliott, and only the fourth of the day for Bay Sox pitching.
He got a bear down. It's been a tough one. Dana kind of hit a ball hard, but nobody was playing vicinity. You got a double play ground ball bat that you only get one out of it. And now you got to try to turn to who he's going to play a shift again.
Peter Valera pokes at this pitch and just gets it off of home plate in the start. All three balls he's put into play have infield, an infield single to in the fourth, a ground out fifth that drove in a run, and a ground out first in the seventh. He's in into two double plays this season in seven games. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball just hits the outside corner. A well-placed slider from Elliott runs it to nothing at two. Even though he has only hit into two double plays, Valera does hit it on the ground a little bit more than the air. First away, the 0-2. Skips in, rolls away from Roberts, but he had a beat on it the entire and chased it down to the edge of the batter's circle. So the runners stay put to a ball and two strikes on that low two-seam.
What a great job by Roberts. You need a pitch in the dirt is a breaking ball. Expect a fastball to be in the dirt and an enormous block to keep your put at first and second.
Shift on the right side is huge right now. The one bounced into that shift. No chance to turn, however. Norby picks it and takes it to Mundy at first base for the second out. The runners advance. Tying run is 90 feet away. A go-ahead run is in suspicion. The buoy is one away from wrapping up the win. John Kenzie Noel steps up on an 0-for-4 day. While Noel does have 6 home runs and 10 runs in this season, he does not have a single base hit with runners in scoring position yet. First pitch, slider down and away, and it's 1-0 to start. That's an interesting statistical range there to have 6 homers, even one of them with a runner at second or third. The 1-0 pitch, which is the fastball missed low, goes to 2-0.
Now, Noel's a very dangerous hitter, but you got a tough left-handed hitter on deck in Preece, so first base is open here, but Preece is very tough.
Infield mostly straight up on the right-hander, Noel, as Elliott fires the 2-0 pitch, and it swung on. Went with the slider inside, runs the count to 2-1. Bowie put on all 4 runs in the fourth inning, a pair of home runs. Solo by Colton Kessler, 3-run by Shane Fontana, into a 4-3 lead now. The 2-1 pitch, third and through. This might be. Tana scores, Dito rounds third, the throw home is late. 2 RBI single, Elliott has blown the save, and Akron leads 5-4. The infield was played in just a tad. Feel like that might have taken away ups on it. But Pinoel breaks out of a 2-game skid in a big way. So Boone going to have to try for a walk-off in the bottom of the second blow day for Jensen Elliott this season as Micah Priest steps in. First pitch, grounded foul off of home plate. Nothing to one to start. He's a 1-for-4 day. Grounded in bases last time up, but double to Opex and came around to score. That right now, Connor Lopridge allowed it. If it weren't for that, it'd be a tie game. That comes home, and it hits him. That frees his knee, and he is down. That right knee, he's holding it on his backside. First and second, as the athletic trainer is going to come out. This has not been a good inning. Leadoff infield single. Tana, Brian Arocchio grounded out, pushed the runner to second. Brian Bastida walked on 4 pitches, grounded out to advance both runners, and it was as productive as an out for because John Kenzie Noel singled to the left side to score both of them. Now Micah Parise hit by a pitch. He gets the okay, and he'll head to first base.
So Rocchio ground ball. It was kind of a backer just to the left of Elliott. With a glove, and it might be a double play. Let it go by. Bowie had an out at first, but it allowed the runner that first to go up and get set the table for Elliott to be perfect down the stretch here to get out of the inning, and it didn't come through. Now, a lot of times when there's a ball coming back towards the hill, you do try to let it go by, right? Because they try to make a tough snare of the baseball, grazes off their mitt, it can end up you don't get it out at all. But it's like a small but somewhat large play. Each ninth inning.
Pest Now is a proud party Sox. They provide pest control services at Prince George's Stadium. For all your pest control services, termite control, mosquito control, give them a call, 301-231-300, or online at Pest Now. Here's Chris Roller. First slider misses down and away, and it's one. Roller 0-1 for 3 day. Wigan had an infield single in the fourth. Flew out in the sixth, grounded out in the eighth. First and second, still two away. As the 1-0 comes home, and it's grounded foul. Third base side. Well, this is a lot of problems that Bowie ran into set. While they would lead in a couple of the games, they only won two games because they couldn't maintain momentum. The 1-1 misses down, us missed. As Rose through it, it's 1-2. On Sunday against Somerset, Bowie only collected one hit in the final six innings of the game. It sets, looks back, runner at second, fires the one, it bounces in. Slid down and away, runs the count even at two ball strikes. Wind out to center. Elliott holds and waist and sets. The 2-2 pitch. Swing, miss for strike three. Slider inside, inning is over, but Bowie, after one out to wrap up a win, now have three with before they suffer a loss. One to tie, two to win. Bowie goes to the bottom of the ninth. We're back after this. You're listening to Base Up.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics. We'll be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line shows following Bay Sox games season-long. We'll give you the best beer buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed lighting, much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us 703-281-361 or visit us online at ZYPyrotechnics.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. What we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if the ability to generate electricity, have heating or air conditioning, production, internet service, base storage, cellular service, frozen or refrigerated produce. And these are just some of the impacts. Please visit steam-602.org and talk about how we can bring value to you.
Get the Bulls at Prince George's Stadium with week promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box at Ticket Office with a proof of service and half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Lights with other beer specials throughout the year and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark. Get your tickets now at base.com.
We go to the bottom of the here at Prince George's Stadium as Bowie entered the frame leading 4-3, trail 5-4. As Carlos Vargas will continue on the mound, Akron, he's suddenly in line for a win. Joey Ortiz will lead by Shane Fontana and Cody Roberts. Right-hander, left-hander, right-hander. Alt Vargas, first pitch home. And it's up and away a slider. Count starts out at home.
New catcher in the game for Akron. It is Eric Russ catching. He'll bat third if Wim screws.
Lavastita was hit, or Mike Apriz was hit by a pitch. As the next pitch is down, and the count goes to Ortiz, a 1-for-3 day. As the 2-0 comes home, and it's up and away, a fastball at 98, run 3-0. Here's the 3-0 from Vargas, way in ball four. 98 mile an hour fastball, and Vargas does seem to be a little bit more wild with ball than what we saw in that first. He didn't pick up any strikeouts with it. And it did lead to some loud contact just at fielders. An opportunity now with a run opening the frame on base. Shane Fontana, who had a 3-run home run in the fourth inning, did a 4-0 game. But now Boots 5-4 here in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch home. Hitter fouls it off back to the screen, and the count nothing and one. Fontana grounded out to first his last time up. That was back in the seventh. 0-1 from Vargas. Tana slaps it the other way, and it's through. It's hit into left field. Ortiz will stop at second base. The throw goes back. Gets in safe. That was a tough. But Fontana, now a two-day for Sugar Shane. That's his ninth season with Bowie, and the tying run is now in scoring position with Cody Roberts.
So the question is, do you have a bunt here, right? You got Deck and Mundy. Following bunt could move the runners. Winning run into scoring position, let alone the tying run to third will let two down. It's going to be interesting to us here.
I don't think we've seen too many suffice attempts from Cody Roberts. Cesar Prieto has been far bunter on the team. Corner in play in anticipation of it. As the first pitch comes, Robert swings through it instead. Breaking ball down, and it's nothing and one to start. 0-for-3 day for Cody Roberts. He struck out twice, grounded out to base his last time up. First and second out in the bottom of the ninth as Bowie trails by one. Vargas struck the tag. As time is called, we'll wait on the next off.
Looks like Tyler Birch is throwing the right-hander in the baseball pen if we do go to a 10th inning.
Robert sets, as does Vargas at the one pitch. Roberts watches a fastball. That one looked like it probably could have gone, but it's called for ball one. Roberts was at the plate the last time, earned a walk-off win. Can't get too anxious about it now. Still trailed by a run, but he's been a good clutch hitter for the base season. Here's the 1-1. Fastball away at 100 miles an hour. Two balls. But you talk about Robert. The sixth inning of all games this season, Cody Roberts' batting average is 340. And he just finds something better against us. First and second, nobody out. 2-1 pitch. This one lifted on a toward right field, toward the corner. Noel scoops it on the line. Ortiz wasn't tagging. They throw it back to the infield, and Ortiz had to sprint back to second base. It would have been a surefire opportunity to sacrifice fly. If it gets down and you're still on second base, you could probably score no matter what. But Ortiz was way off the bag and can't tag.
Yeah, usually on a play like that, I'd play halfway because of the fact that if it's down, it's his score, but obviously he would have unknowingly been at third had he gone back there.
So it's just a fly. So it goes down in the book, and now in Dashbach. First pitch. Well, up and in at 95. It's 1-0. It's an 0-for-3 day for Dashbach. Had a very bad relationship with the Stone lately. As the 1-0 comes home, and it's the strike. 99-mile-an-hour fastball in the lower outside corner as Dashbach has struck out in of his last nine plate appearances today. Here's the 1-1. Called a strike. Fastball in the lower outside corner. It's 1-2. Has not gotten a base hit since single to lead off the second inning back on. That's 15 appearances ago. Vargas sets the 1-2 pitch. Box swings and misses on a 100-mile-an-hour fastball down and inside. First strikeout for Vargas. That's now 10 consecutive plays that Andrew Dashbach has struck out. And after leading off the inning with runners at first, and Bowie is now down to their final out. J.D. Mundy is 0-for-2. He struck out twice, got hit by the first batter that Vargas faced in the eighth. First pitch to the left-hander. Fastball misses up and tied at 100. It's 1-0. Vargas at 33 pitches, in his inning and two-thirds of relief on rehab. The two. This one smashed. Out to Noel. Noel looks up, and it's a wall. One run scores. Here comes the winning run in Ortiz. Fontana's down. The Bay Sox win it. A two-RBI double for J.D. Mundy. And the boy Bay Sox are winners once again. Their fourth walk-off win. And the first on the bat of J.D. Mundy this season. Your final this afternoon, 6, Akron 5. What a thrilling victory in the Bay Sox when all hope really lost in that top of the ninth inning. After Jensen Elliott had blown the save, especially after the two outs here in the top of the ninth. This is a team. Think about pass that pass. They go right.
And such a great moment for G.D. Mundy, who is showing some signs of turning things around after a bit of a slow start here. What a huge drive to get over the head of Noel to win the ball game.
So the Bay Sox log their fourth walk of the season this afternoon. We'll step aside and tell you more about it with Bay Sox in just a little bit. We're back after this into Bay Sox baseball.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, time to catch up on your annual health screening. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices. At Luminous Health, you are the P. Learn more at Luminous Health.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil farms. But less than to get yourself a delicious, hot, the finest and freshest coffee world. Because Royal Farms' new SMEG coffee machines grind those rickful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee world. Real fresh, real fat, Royal Farms.
At DCM Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be advisors. From document creation, devices, scanning, and workflow, to document storage, we understand people. Not printers. Give DC Imaging a call, 301-571-0021, or find more about how we can help you. Imaging.com. DC Imaging Systems, office technology easy.
Fielder's Choice Flex Pack Booby Bay Sox. The best value to six games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, inflexible exchange options, discounts, rentals, special access to the Diamond View, and a free members collectible at your home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-4865 or heading online to Sox.com.
It's now the Booby Bay Sox post game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
Interesting day, at least, but a good day and a thrilling end. Part of this six-game series for the Sox this afternoon as they collect their walk-off win of the season, a 5-5 over the Akron Rubber. Each team played 2 runs in the top of the ninth inning for the Bay Sox to away victorious. Matt Savanas along with you from Prince George's Stadium as we started with Bay Sox postgame. We'll recap this game in depth, get you the highlights for the last 9 innings down the Eastern League. Only one other game in, or one other game, I should say, started at 12-5. I'm not sure if they're done yet or not. And then we'll look at the Orioles organization as well, see how some of the other squads are set today. But first, we recap. So, we all the way back in time to the faraway 11:06 p.m. when first pitch came from Drew Rom to Jose Tena. It was a strike, and Rom would eventually strike out the swinging. It was a clean round, a hit-by-pitch, and in the bottom of the first, Sox did get a single, but only the minimum to the plate after Connor Norby was... In the second, Rom danced a pair of two-out base runners to keep it scoreless. He struck out 4 batters after just 2. But after the second, Bowie, they only goal and then 2 more strikeouts from Hunter Gaddy. We were on to the third, still scoreless. Leadoff double by Jose Tena was a lead on a line-out double play, Lavastida. But in the bottom third, Gaddis set down the side in order the first time, 2 strikeouts in a group. Top of the fourth, Rom picked up 2 more strikeouts and stranded the bases loaded after 2 infield singles in a walk. In the bottom of the fourth, Bowie got it going. Colton Kowser stepped up and hammered one quickly.
As here's the pitch, and he swings this on high fly ball to center. Still going back, still back to track, leaping in the wall, it's over here! Kowser hitting a home run, 5 to the right of the 405 star in center field. He earned double-A homer, and the Ducks have a 1-0 lead.
Bowie was not done, however, after Cesar Prieto picked up a Hask in a walk. Joey Ortiz flew out for just the first out of the frame. Montana, his first game back with Bowie, had to one-up Kowser.
As Gas sets and delivers. Swinging a ball, lifted to the air, well hit right. Escobedo back, still back on the track, and it's out of here, it's gone! Fontana, it is winning, hitting a 3-runner, and it's a 4-inning Bowie lead!
Fontana back with vengeance for the Bay Sox, his 5th home run of the season, but it went to Akron's game from there because the bats would be shut off. It would be a string of 11 in tired into the 8th inning for Akron. So let's focus on how the Ducks did offensively. Drew Rom allowed a leadoff solo home run to Hena in the 5th inning, making it a 4-1. And it did get a little bit closer. Valera stepped up and delivered a key out. Valera singled on the infield in the 4th, left at third base. The 0-1 pitch. Grounded over to the right side. This will score a run. Backhanded to the outfield by Connor Norby. Sucked to first base. And in time... An RBI ground out for George Forrest Rocchio. Inches accurate, but Bowie still leads 4-2. Would be able to finish out the inning with his eighth shot and close the day there. Unfortunately, though, he would not be able to pick up because of a blown save later in the game we'll get to. In the sixth inning, a run came across for a two-out RBI single by Hoda to drive in Micah Preece, made 4-3. But as the base just continued to sputter, Connor Lowrich would respond in relief with a pert seventh inning. In the eighth, Jensen worked a scoreless frame, working around a two-out single by striking out a batter to strike. And in the bottom of the eighth, the Sox, they did get a two-out single by Cesar Prieto, but Carlos Vargas, flame-throwing rehabber, was able to get out of the frame. In the top of the ninth, Jensen Elliott for his second inning of relief and was working fast but got into some trouble. Field single to open. A ground out pushed to second. A walk brought on another. Ground out pushed both runners into scoring. So two in scoring position, two away. He is ahead 4-3. They just need... But John Kenzie Noel, he wasn't going to let that happen. The 2-1 pitch. Counted over to third through. This might give Akron the lead. Tana scores. Labastida rounds third. Throw home is late. A two RBI. Elliott has blown the save, and Akron 4. It was pretty deflated at point, as Elliott blown its second season. He fortunately struck out Chris Roller to end the frame before any more damage crossed. But into the bottom of the ninth, Bowie was suddenly trailing by one after leading for pretty much the entire game, you know, when it was scoreless. Started to look good, though. A leadoff four to Joey Ortiz. Shane Fontaine, one pitch, singled to left field. But then Cody Roberts flew out to right. Andrew Dashbach struck out swinging, and all of a sudden there were two outs. J.D. Mundy, representing the last chance, Sox had to get a base hit in some. You can't get a productive out. You could draw, sure, but there'd still be two outs. Mundy, well, he mashed. The two. This one smashed. Out to front field. Noel looks up at the top of the wall. One run. Here comes the winning run in Orton. Fontana's down, and the Sox win it. A two RBI for J.D. Mundy and the Bowie Bay Sox once again. And with the day for J.D. Mundy to wrap it up that day, as your final, Akron's 5 runs on 12 hits with no errors, they left on 11. Bowie scores on 8 hits with no errors, they left on 4. Just the third time all season, Bay Sox collected fewer hits than their opponent and still won the game. Juliet is the winning pitcher, he moves to 5-2 season, as Carlos Vargas takes the lead, falls to 1-2. No save and a walk. Game was played in 2 hours and 36 in front of a paid attendance at Prince George's Stadium of 1,522. A loss, Akron falls to 44-7 on the season, a two-game losing streak for the Ducks, as they're now 20-19 owed. With the win, the Bay Sox 25-47 on the year, a one-game for Bowie, as they're now 20-20. Some perfect sight here at George's Stadium. Akron is 4-8 in the second half. It took you a while, didn't it? Akron is 4-8 in the second half. He is 8-5 in the second half. Adam, good finish. Good finish on what could have been a very tough to let themselves get down.
Yeah, and I think Bowie is really set up well going into the double hurl, in which you've got Bradish, the pitch so well here last year, really probably antsy to get back at it, try to get back to Baltimore on the hill in one, and then Noah Denoyer has really, really pitched well as a Bay Sox since coming up, and he'll get the starting game too, so opportunity is abound, and 8-5, really a strong start for the Bay Sox here in this second half of the year.
Well, they've now taken 5 of the 7 games played with Akron this year. Another good sign for what might be a stretch, because remember, Bowie is going to make 2 trips to Akron late in the 2022 season, so if they can play well, maybe that could translate to wins in the tail end of the second half. We'll step aside when we return. We're on the scoreboards, look around the Eastern League and the Orioles organization. As we continue with Bay Sox postgame, Bowie beats Akron 6-5 with a walk-off. We're back after this. Bay Sox baseball.
Everyone to smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics Insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smiles wanted with our flexible payment option. Two of the country's leading orthodontists right in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox smile with confidence. So get that amazing. Or visit radsmile.com and book your free consult. That's radsmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie.
Dynamite!
That's right, it's Dynamite Night at Prince George's Stadium, July 15th. Meet legendary and comedian Jimmy J.J. Walker, star of the 1976 Times, with a special VIP and greet package available. That's July 15th for Dynamite Jimmy J.J. Walker at Prince George's Stadium. So head to BaySox.com right to get your tickets and learn more.
From sprained itches, sore throats to stomachs, and pulled muscles to poison, care is around the corner at Pace. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 to 10 p.m. every day of the year. Drinks, lab tests, and prescription drug sight, and most major insurance plan accepted. For routine illnesses, injuries, Patient First is here. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud part Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 every day.
Back to Prince George Stadium one final time this afternoon and ready to conclude Bay Sox postgame. That's about us alongside Adam Pohl with you following a great walk-off win for the Bay Sox 6-5 to John Akron this afternoon in Oak Series on a high note. Opportunity now to look around the rest of the Eastern League, see how some of the other teams in fared. There's actually only one other game that got this afternoon, and that was Richmond over at People's Natural Gas Field. And the Curve put on a three spot bottom of the second to take a 3-1 lead. We were hoping to hold on to that, but it was very shift. Akron put on two runs third to tie the game, and it was knotted at three for the next five innings. That's a tense one. Before Richmond finally broke through, much like today. Two spot in the top of the ninth, though, didn't have the same magic as Bowie did in the bottom of the ninth. Richmond picked a 3 win. The rest of the Eastern League going until later this evening is on such a hot run right now. The Ducks have the best record in the Eastern League in the second half. They're 11-2 and have won 8 consecutive games in their series opener with the Somerset Patriots. They'll continue that series tonight at 6 o'clock. Meanwhile, the Eagles do currently lead the Southwest Division. Bowie is only one half game back of Erie, but they will host Binghamton for the second consecutive night. Erie away with a big win last night over the Pony, but if Binghamton can make a little bit of noise, Bowie could find themselves in a tie for place when the day closes. Reading continues to host New Hampshire, 7 o'clock first pitch at First Energy Stadium in Fall Town, and Hartford hosts Hig at 7:05 at Dunkin' Donuts. Adam, how are the Orioles affiliates doing playing?
Yeah, we got one day game, and it's another Delmarva loss. They 1-0 at Carolina today, the home of the Mudcats. Delmarva's had a tough year. They're 27-55 on the year. Aberdeen will be at home tonight. We hope at 7:05, taking on Shore. Matt spoke of it during our game broadcast today, but they had to their right field wall. Rough storms that came today. Norfolk is at home as their base sock, Mike Bauman, for his first AAA win of the year tonight as he gets the start against Worcester. The Tides are 41 on the year. But obviously, the Tides are on the big leagues where the Bulls are now back at 500. They've won 9 in a row. They'll Spencer Watkins with a 2-1 record for an 8-5 first pitch. Wrigley Field looking for a 10th consecutive win to get one for the second thumb and then move those on this winning streak.
Well, it's been a fun day. Of course, the score we care about most on this production is that of Boone. And he had a fun one. 6-5, a walk-off win over the Akron Rubber Ducks, their fourth of the year. Two sides tomorrow as they continue the six-game tilt with a doubleheader to make up for yesterday's postponed game. Game 1 will start 5:35, which means our D-Sync System's pregame coverage starting at 5:15. Kyle Bradish, making his second appearance on the Mayhab Trail, will start Game 1, as Tanner Bibby will start Game 4 Akron. Neither player has a record. They're both 0-0. They're both sporting a 0 ERA. Bibby, I think, is just making his second double ace. Game 2, we'll see Noah Denoyer go up East Oviedo. Denoyer 0-2 with a 2.19 ERA. Ovi 0-3 with a 6.1. We've got plenty to come tomorrow. Stay so long. Alongside Adam Pohl, I'm Matt Sink. Thank you so much for stopping by this end because you tuned in for a fun one. Knocks off Akron 6-5. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game. Join us next time for another exciting cast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.